News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. and Israel are condemning the French president's plan to recognize a Palestinian state in 2 months. Secretary of State Rubio describes it as a reckless decision, although the BBC's Lise Doucette says it's hardly a surprise.
France had hinted for months it would recognize Palestinian statehood. It's first in the G7 group of industrialized nations to take this step. President Macron called for a demilitarized state of Palestine, which would fully recognize Israel. There was no alternative, he said. Palestinian officials were quick to welcome his move. But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a Palestinian state would be a launch pad to annihilate Israel.
Diplomats from Britain, France, and Germany are meeting with their Iranian counterparts in Istanbul. Another round of nuclear talks. Attorney General Bondi's right-hand man, Deputy AG Todd Blanche, has met with Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell, whose lawyer is David Marcus.
There were a lot of questions, and we went all day, and she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined. You know, this is the first time the government has asked questions, and we were thankful that the Deputy Attorney General came and asked her questions. The first time the government did it. So it was a good day.
Blanche has another information-gathering meeting today with Maxwell, a convicted sex trafficker serving a 20-year sentence in Florida. The heat wave that's made things miserable across the Midwest and the South is about to send temperatures and humidity skyrocketing along the East Coast. Feel like temperatures well above 100 degrees are in the forecast. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 57 points, NASDAQ futures down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something.
Good Friday morning, TGIF. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCVM traffic weather on the threes. All morning long, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. There's a minor wreck on the interstate coming into Rosedale, southbound 95, inside the Beltway and before the bridge at Chesico Avenue. At one point, it was in the right lane, now on the right shoulder, but a little bit slow there. So heads up if you're coming on to 95 south or if you're coming down 95 from White Marsh Boulevard. It's a little bit bunched up in that area. Now, Capitol Beltway, two problems early. Vehicle fire overnight. Southbound 95, the ramp to the outer loop, or make that the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway towards College Park. So that ramp is affected. Delays on 95 trying to get through there. And again today, a problem south of the American Legion Bridge. There's a wreck in Northern Virginia near the George Washington Parkway on the Capitol Beltway outer loop. Delays are going back beyond the ramps at River Road. That's a big problem already. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are under weather alert for your Friday, tracking heat, humidity, and the potential for some strong storms as we head toward the afternoon. Temps will be well into the 90s and heat index values well into the triple digits. We keep the heat and the chance for storms into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can tell it's being warm. It's already in the mid-70s, mostly around town. Aberdeen, 74 degrees. Also also downtown Baltimore, 74 already at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Much of Maryland is bracing for another day of hot weather. Heat advisories cover central, southern, and western Maryland, including the Baltimore and D.C. areas and parts of the eastern shore. National Weather Service warns that extreme heat and humidity could lead to heat-related illnesses. Residents are urged to stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activity during peak hours, and check on vulnerable neighborhoods. The family of Ronald Silver II and fellow sanitation worker Travis Christian plan to sue the city of Baltimore, alleging civil rights violations after Silver died from heat stroke last August while on the job. The pending lawsuit accuses the Department of Public Works of forcing workers, many with criminal records, into dangerous labor under threat of retaliation, termination, or possible jail time. Investigations found the city failed to provide basic heat safety training, water access, or emergency protocols. And Baltimore police are investigating a homicide after a man was found dead in a crashed vehicle, I-83 near Ruxton Road. The victim, 43-year-old Travon Booth, was discovered on July 19th, later determined to have died from multiple blunt force injuries. Detectives say the events leading to his death began in the 1100 block of West Northern Parkway. Anyone with information on the case is asked to please call either the homicide detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Pick 3 lottery is 687. Pick 4, 1234. It's 606 next on Sports.
He's coming. He's coming. Here he comes.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary has the day off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. The Orioles avoid the road sweep. The Birds snap a three-game skid with a 4-3 win over the Cleveland Guardians. Ramon Laureano hit a two-run shot in the first, and Gunnar Henderson drove in the game-winning run on a single in the seventh. Charlie Morton allowed three runs over 6 2/3 innings of work to get the win before Gregory Soto secured his first save of the season. The Orioles return home tonight, Camden Yards, to play the Colorado Rockies. Meanwhile, the Nationals are back on the road tonight. The Washington will kick off a three-game series against the Twins. At Ravens training camp, all eyes on the kickers. Well, yesterday, the sixth-round draft pick Tyler Loop sat out the practice. Undrafted rookie John Hoyland went 9 for 9, hitting 3 from 40-plus yards and 1 from 50-plus yards. Expect Tyler Loop to be back today. And the Commanders reportedly locked up a key defender, according to NFL media. Washington has agreed to a one-year contract extension with safety Percy Butler. Meanwhile, wide receiver Terry McLaurin continues his holdout. At 6:08, that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We're gonna take it.
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland is a Friday, July the 25th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up at this hour, the Baltimore Banner ran a hit piece on Coach Harbaugh after one of the reporters asked a leading question at practice the other day. Tom Holman versus Letitia James on whether or not blue states are cooperating with ICE. But our top story here today, this is the worst-kept secret in Baltimore County. And that is Interim County Executive Kathy Klausmeier has, surprise, surprise, announced her own Inspector General nominee.
I'm shocked.
Yes, I know. We're
just
all
shocked.
She announced Khadijah Walker as her appointee for the Baltimore County Inspector General, ignoring the fact that Kelly Madigan, who is the fraud fighter of the year, already in the job, doing a bang-up job, an amazing job. Of course, this is Democrat machine politics, and specifically the Johnny Zero brand of machine politics. And taxpayer advocate David Williams says, there goes any thought of any independence.
It's really disappointing because the Inspector General is the cornerstone of transparency, of oversight. Without independence, you have nothing in an Inspector General.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've got nothing then, because not only did Kathy Klausmeier inject herself into the interview process, I understand that one of the guys that she handpicked to be on the panel to interview the nominees,
right,
Khadijah Walker used to work for.
Huh, what a funny coincidence.
No conflict there, huh? Yeah,
so all of a sudden, the independence of this important position is gone.
Yeah, that's Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General for Baltimore City. And clearly, this is a conflict of interest.
You can't have people that could possibly be investigated by the Inspector General picking the Inspector General.
But look, this is how the Democrats roll in this state, because frankly, the Republican Party is too weak in the state of Maryland to really put up any kind of resistance. I know the Freedom Caucus, you know, they do okay. They do whatever they can. But, you know, we just aren't connecting and resonating with voters for some strange reason. Maybe we don't have good candidates. Maybe it's more of the same. Maybe it's the leadership at the top. Whatever it is, Democrats run roughshod over Republicans in this state. And also, there goes any kind of hope for transparency, because we'll see what happens at the county council.
That's absolutely not true, because there hasn't been transparency. This is going to establish precedent for years and decades to come if this is done incorrectly, and that's why the Baltimore County Council needs to take a stand here.
Now, what is he referring to? Well, the statement put out by Interim County Executive Klausmeier says, I'm happy to appoint Khadijah Walker to the Baltimore County's next Inspector General. She says, our selection process became apparent. She is the most qualified candidate to further advance the office and continue to preserve integrity and transparency in Baltimore County government. End of quote. Well, certainly wasn't transparent. Now, Khadijah Walker might be qualified, but not the most qualified, in my humble opinion. That would be Kelly Madigan, already in the job, doing a great job. She was at the federal level. She was an Inspector General, I think at EPA,
yeah,
and then at the ill-fated USAID. But she'd have to start from scratch here at the local process, at the county level. And the federal government is way different than what's happening at the county level.
I do wonder if we're now going to be able to hear what investigations were begun that will never actually be finished under the new IG.
Well,
That's going to be something you'll
we'll
say whose ox was about to get gored.
Well, the county council has the final say on this, yeah, so we'll see what happens.
6:13 right now, Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, ready for the weekend, and of course you can say that about Chuck Whitaker on a Monday. Good morning, Charles.
It's something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Because otherwise you just go insane.
Yeah. About Wednesday, Chuck is, oh, here it is, Friday Eve.
It's like those commercials where the guy says, I get my payday 2 days in advance because I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, okay. Southbound 95 in Rosedale, much better now. The wreck was on the shoulder. At one point, it was in the right lane south of the Beltway. A lot better now coming through there and eventually down towards the split at 895. No big problems right now. The lanes are open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. All of our problems towards the Capitol Beltway. Vehicle fire overnight on the ramp from southbound 95 to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you over towards Route 1. There's a backup there. The cleanup was still underway, and that's been several hours in that area. So 95, be prepared for that. And there's a wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway again today, south of the American Legion Bridge in Northern Virginia. The backup is back again today, back to the split at I-270. That's a long delay. Last report, still losing two of the right lanes on the outer loop as you're crossing the Potomac River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. We have a weather alert heat advisory in effect. And again, a big chance for storms returns today. High in the mid to upper 90s with the heat index well over 100. And storms possible this afternoon and all through the weekend. Sunny, 75 right now in the city and 74 in Middle River. Time for some one-liner news. A roller coaster malfunction caused panic in Cedar Point's Siren's Curse ride. Left riders stuck on a 45-degree tilt for 20 minutes.
That scared the hell out of me.
That's nasty.
Really.
Passengers said the experience was still better than Disney's It's a Small World.
Yes, anything would be.
Zookeepers in Prague are taking care of a baby vulture that was rejected by its mother by using puppets to simulate the bird's parents. Unfortunately, the puppets were Bert and Ernie. Trump administration has officially scrapped an Obama-era plan that would have imposed speed limits on large trucks and buses nationwide. It's part of the new Trump doctrine that whatever Obama did, we're doing the opposite.
Yes.
Do you remember there used to be separate speed limits posted for cars and trucks?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? I guess we went 55 when we went national speed limit.
I think most time it was like 65 trucks, 55.
Right, right. They're always like 10 miles an hour slower.
What always amazes me is when drivers are driving downhill in the right-hand lane, and there's a full semi behind them, and the driver decides, oh, I'm going to teach him a lesson, I'll slow down. The stupidest move in the entire world. Because
yep.
You cannot stop an 18-wheeler on a dime.
No, you can't. Even though he might be the best downshifter of all time.
That's right, yeah.
Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern are merging, creating one massive U.S. railroad stretching from coast to coast. So New York and California residents will no longer refer to this as flyover country. Now it'll be rail-through country.
Rail-through.
UK surgeon charged with fraud after being accused of having his own legs removed in order to collect $700,000 in insurance money.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the bright side, he no longer has to run the 5K.
It's amazing what you do to get out of just exercise. Say,
that's right. Having breakfast at IHOP this morning.
Oh, nice.
Colorado surgical team allegedly played music bingo during a routine cataract surgery, which ended in the patient's death and a lawsuit.
Ooh, cataract surgery?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Should have been
under the eye.
Should've
66.
Right. Should have been playing Operation.
I can't see that. I really can't.
Instead. All right. Boy, what a week it's been. We lost Joe Armacost, our former executive producer. We had, was it the Cosby actor? He drowned in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And then we had Ozzy Osbourne passed away. Yesterday, devastating news, the Hulkster.
Yeah.
Dying of a heart attack at the age of 71.
Yeah. Yep.
And Chuck Mangione. Remember him? Feels
yes,
so good.
Of course. Sure.
He passed away at the age of 84. We got the Hulkster. Just a couple of clips here this morning for, of course, rest in peace, brother.
Thunderlips is here. In the flesh, baby.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
Know what movie that was from? Rocky III. That was from Rocky III. Chuck, what was your favorite WrestleMania with Hulk?
You know, I think the first couple, which I really thought because they were so fantastic and everything with every arena was completely filled. And we used to go back in the day, Lou Krieger and I, and a guy that we used to call on the air at that time, Calvin Cage match.
Right.
The old man, Vince McMahon, used to give us ringside seats.
Oh.
And we would go there and, you know, we'd be backstage for a while, and then, you know, and then Hulk would come over, and he finally got the, he knew who we were. He says, what are you guys here every week? Don't you have homes?
Guy was a mountain. He was massive.
Oh, my God, he was 6'7", what, 320?
320 yeah. With 23-inch pythons. And just amazing guns on that guy. And his workout routine, if you ever watched it, it was just amazing. But remember his speech at the 2024 RNC convention.
When they took a shot at my hero,
and they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough.
Good. He was an icon. He really was. I think he's the best wrestler of all time. For those that follow wrestling, I know a lot of people liked Bruno Sammartino and Andre the Giant.
He made the WWF back then.
Right.
He made them.
He made them.
All that and the merchandise and everything else. Good God Almighty.
Yeah, I watching all the reaction yesterday. You know, Sergeant Slaughter, of course, Ric Flair, and others are just weighing in on just incredible personality. Yeah. I do remember what was about five or six, no, probably longer than that, the lawsuit with Gawker. Do you remember that?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For posting portions of a sex tape.
Yeah.
And that
was a target, just like anybody else.
Yeah,
like
yeah, it was. Yeah. And that had to do with Bubba the Love Sponge. Remember him?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was down in your area, in the Tampa area.
One night down there at the arena, we were standing up by the stage talking to Lou Albano. Now, there's a basket case for you.
Right.
He had rubber bands in his beard. I mean, how far can you go with that?
Yes, I know.
Next thing I know, somebody jumps off the stage on my back. And I'm spinning around, going, what the hell is this? It was Don O'Brien.
Oh.
And I got him off my back, laid him on the floor, and pinned him. And slapped three, and the crowd went nuts.
They should have put you in the ring that day.
Yeah, they said. Don wasn't feeling any pain at that point.
I bet he was.
I guess not.
Yeah. And finally, Tom Holman, the border guy, was asked yesterday if he was a Hulk Hogan fan. Listen to his response.
A longtime friend of the president passed away today, Hulk Hogan, dead at 71. Do you have a favorite Hulk Hogan memory?
I love Hulk Hogan. I got I had an Italian Mastiff dog, 200 pounds, his name, Hulk Holman.
Hulk Hogan, the 200-pound master.
He would.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Best Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page and Rumble, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Why do we refinance our homes? To lower our mortgage payments, consolidate debt, and make life more affordable. Did you know a reverse mortgage is just another refinance? But this time, instead of lowering your payment, you're eliminating it. Stop making mortgage payments and put that money back in your pocket each month where it belongs. Call me, Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're talking Kathy Klossmeyer with her own Inspector General nominee. You can react 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I think Kelly Madigan gets an absolute raw deal.
Yep.
And I think Khadijah Walker, I mean, it's unfair to put her in that position that you have Klossmeyer putting her foot on the scale and then having a guy that that was her boss be on the selection panel. It looks like the fix was in. It kind of hurts her reputation.
Oh, it kills her reputation. Unless she's going to come out and be very strong as an IG. Anything she does from this point forward is going to be suspect because of this political overtone. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic order on the threes. Once again, Hulk Whitaker.
Two of the big problems are on the Capitol Beltway and towards the Capitol Beltway. 95 South coming down through Howard County towards the Capitol Beltway. Problem was a vehicle fire there overnight on the ramp from 95 to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you over to College Park. That ramp was blocked and may still be blocked. At one point, they were taking traffic onto the outer loop over to New Hampshire Avenue and then back around. So you know that's a mess. 95 is backed up here at Powder Mill Road from there down through Cherry Hill Road trying to get onto the Capitol Beltway. And then the outer loop going around towards the Mormon Temple, 270, the American Legion Bridge. The wreck is in Northern Virginia on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Big delays there back to the spur at I-270. Both of those right now giving us about a 25 to 30 minute delay in a very busy area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority 4. forecast. We've got a heat alert in effect for today. Chance of storms return and highs in the mid to upper 90s with a heat index well over 100. Storms possible this afternoon and all through the weekend. So get baked, as they say. It is going to be sunny and 73 in Pasadena. And, of course, right now it is 74. And under sunny skies in Parkville, we're talking about Baltimore County Interim Executive Kathy Klausmeier. And, man, this is interim. She bypasses the first inspector general to serve in that jurisdiction and names a former federal official, Khadijah Walker, to the role. And the county council has said seven of the eight current county council members saying they wanted Kelly Madigan. So we'll see. The proof is in the pudding on the vote here.
Yeah.
When it comes out, will they accept the nomination of Kathy Klausmeier, who's living on borrowed time? Or are they just going to say, no, we're going to keep Kelly Madigan and reject wholesale what Kathy Klausmeier was sent here to do? For some strange reason, hand-selected by the Baltimore County Council, probably at the recommendation of one Johnny Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, let's not forget Kelly Madigan was investigating Johnny Zero's uncle for alleged use of a county vehicle for his own personal use. So, and by the way, last month the Baltimore Brew filed a Maryland Public Information Act request for emails and other written communications to and from Klausmeier and her top aides regarding the non-reappointment of Inspector General Kelly Madigan. Listen to this. Over the last week, the county delivered 520 pages of emailed correspondence, except for a dozen random pages. All of the text was redacted. All of it. Not a single page of correspondence from the county executive that was not partly or fully blacked out by the county attorney, James Benjamin.
Amazing.
Yeah, all of it. Just a couple of random pages.
FOIA request? Yeah, here's your FOIA request.
Baltimore County Councilman David Marks is out supporting an expansion of the Inspector General's jurisdiction. You know, the Inspector General right now has no jurisdiction over Baltimore County Public Schools?
No.
Zero. So they can do whatever they want with the money that they get, and they're asking for 22% increase for their budget. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show today. But can't do anything, can't review anything, nothing to do with the Baltimore County schools, which is insanity. So Marks and other councilmen, I think Izzy Patoka and others are out there saying, and that's a bipartisan thing, that they're in favor of he's going to introduce a resolution to expand the county, the inspector general to include the county public schools. So that would be a good thing. And again, more endorsements coming in. But this is, we're used to this by now. Anybody didn't think the fix was in when Klausmeier was handpicked. Mm-hmm. We said it at the time that this was not going to go well for Kelly Madigan. The fact that they conflated, she tried to save face here. Either you reappoint the person or you don't.
Yeah.
You don't tell them, oh, you know what? You can reapply for the job, then go to the dog and pony show of coming in for an interview knowing that you weren't going to get the gig. I mean, that's not transparent. It's insulting.
It's a slap in the face.
It's unprofessional. Deliberate. And this from a woman. I don't know Kathy Klausmeier personally, but the people that do know her say she's nice. She was a state senator. She could be bipartisan on occasion. And that's all the report. But again, when you get handpicked for something and your mission is make sure that people aren't tainted by Kelly Madigan's investigations, this is what you get. This is what you get in one-party domination in the state of Maryland and now in Baltimore City. And now, unfortunately, Baltimore County is headed down the path towards Baltimore City. I hate to say that, but that's what's happening.
It's amazing and sad, frankly, to see that occur. But there's very little you can do about it at this point as the minority party. What's amazing to me is that this corruption is so endemic in this state. It's all by the Democrats, of course, because the Democrats have no effective counterbalancing voice. The Republican Party is not very aggressive about this. It's time for some ambitious Republican to begin to stand up and make a hell of a lot of noise every single time this stuff happens. So fine, you get labels like gadfly. So what? It's either you or the next person in the line then begins to step forward and say, it's time that we give them some real competition in philosophy and an approach to government.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every once in a while you see somebody. I know recently it's Delegate Ryan Naraki that is being interviewed for his reaction. And I'm sure we'll hear from Delegate Mangione on this as well. But where are the rest of the Republicans?
Yeah.
You know, again, the Maryland Freedom Caucus, I mean, they do everything on social media, but not everybody is on X, okay? There are people, you got to get out there. You got to get on radio. You got to get on television. We need a leader desperately. You know, I could say right now, there is no leader of the Republican Party in the state of Maryland. None.
None whatsoever.
So, and that's the problem in a nutshell. All right, coming up next, Tom Holman versus Letitia James. Why aren't blue states cooperating with ICE? It's 6:30 time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Much of Maryland bracing for another day of hot weather today and through the weekend. Heat advisories covers central, southern, western Maryland, including the Baltimore and D.C. areas and parts of the eastern shore. The National Weather Service warns that extreme heat and humidity could lead to heat-related illnesses. Residents are urged to stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activity during peak hours, and check on vulnerable neighbors. The family of Ronald Silver II and fellow sanitation worker Travis Christian plan to sue the city of Baltimore, alleging civil rights violations after Silver died from heat stroke last August while on the job. The pending lawsuit accuses the Department of Public Works of forcing workers, many of whom have criminal records, into dangerous labor under threat of retaliation, termination, or possible jail time. Baltimore police investigating a homicide after a man was found dead in a crashed vehicle, I-83, near Ruxton Road. The victim, 43-year-old Trayvon Booth, was discovered on July 19, later determined to have died from multiple blunt force injuries. Detectives say the events leading to his death began in the 1100 block of West Northern Parkway. Anyone with information has to please either call the homicide detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. A juvenile charged in connection with the May homicide in Glen Burnie. Detectives say 17-year-old Makatuko Ryan of Elkridge was taken into custody Tuesday, being charged with murder in the death of Jonathan Gianni. Gianni was found shot May 4th on Aquahart Road, died at the scene. The police still investigating the motive and urge anyone with information to contact them or, again, contact Metro Crime Stoppers. And two Maryland lawmakers calling on the release of an Eastern pastor being detained by ICE. Representative Glenn Ivey and Sarah Elfreth sent a letter to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, requesting the release of Pastor Daniel Fuentes Espinal, stating he is a pillar of the Eastern community with no criminal record. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick three, lottery numbers 6, 8, 7. Pick 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now 6:33. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Just made a quick check at the Bay Bridge. All is well there. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. No delays right now. We're clear over to the Severn River Bridge. We're back down again looking at this massive backup on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. The problem is in Northern Virginia again today near the GW Parkway and down through that area. Once you cross the American Legion Bridge, that's where the problem is. The backup, though, is all the way back towards 270 and may actually eventually back up to the area at Georgia Avenue. So that's a big delay there. The other problem is 95 southbound leaving Howard County into Prince George's County. It was a vehicle fire overnight, still affecting the ramp from 95 south to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you over towards Route 1 and into College Park. There are delays on the south end of 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are under weather alert for your Friday, tracking heat, humidity, and the potential for some strong storms as we head toward the afternoon. Temps will be well into the 90s and heat index values well into the triple digits. We keep the heat and the chance for storms into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the day off. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. Orioles salvage their four-game series against the Guardians, following a 4-3 victory from Cleveland. Charlie Morton earning the win after giving up all three runs over six-plus innings. Ramon Laureano blasting a two-run shot as Baltimore snapped a three-game skid. Logan Allen gets the loss for Cleveland, which had a four-game winning streak come to an end. And, of course, tonight the Birds return home. Oriole Park at Camden Yards against the Colorado Rockies. At Ravens training camp, it's only 2 days old, but rookie safety Malachi Starks, a first-round pick out of Georgia, has been impressive. Not only does he play well on the back end of the secondary, he breaks on the ball extremely well. He did knock down a pass intended for a tight end and intercepted what looked like an arm punt from Lamar Jackson late in the team period. But there's talk that Starks might be the best safety to come out of college since the Ravens took Kyle Hamilton in the first round out of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the 2022 draft. So bad to worse. Orioles place closer Felix Bautista on the injured list. The 30-year-old who missed all of 2024 while recovering from Tommy John surgery has right shoulder discomfort. That's not good news. The Diamondbacks and Mariners are reportedly making the first big move of the trade deadline. According to ESPN's Jeff Passan, Arizona is trading first baseman Josh Naylor to Seattle in exchange for pitching prospects Brandon Garcia and Ashton Izzy. Naylor's hitting .292 with 11 home runs and 59 RBIs in 93 games. The big question is, which Orioles will be on the trading block as we approach the trading deadline closer and closer each day? And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Friday morning on the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thank you, as always, so very much for having us in this and every single day. Coming up between now and the top of this hour, Harbaugh gets a hit piece written on him by the Baltimore Banner. We'll explain the background on that. And next hour, Jasmine Crockett, Ayanna Pressley. Wow, it's going to be a full hour of loons, isn't it? And you have the Epstein files and Russiagate. All of that coming up between 7 and 8 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Letitia James is the Attorney General of the State of New York, and she wanted to clarify what the State of New York's level of cooperation is with the folks from ICE.
It's nothing more than an attempt by this administration to terminate programs that millions of individuals have relied upon in order to advance his cruel immigration policies. It is unconscionable. It's unconstitutional. It's in violation of the law. And that is why we are seeking an injunction against the implementation of this.
Yeah, in other words, they don't want the illegals taken off of Medicaid or other government services. They think it's swell that U.S. taxpayer dollars, and in her case, New York taxpayer dollars as well, because I do believe the state pay a portion of Medicaid, that those tax dollars be used to help sustain the quality of life for people who are in this country illegally. That's her point of view. I just pass it along for what it's worth. Tom Homan says, wow, what a bunch of hooey.
Hey, look, it's ridiculous. Trisha James, I mean, she's the Attorney General of the state of New York. She's the chief law enforcement officer. She's an officer of the court. She should want ICE out there enforcing the law. And as far as, you know, I've heard for decades from the Democrats that illegal aliens don't take advantage of our social services programs. They have. I've been around a long time.
Yeah, and actually, you heard this argument coming up from the Democrats over and over again in the last 4 or 5 years, as Republicans were saying they're draining money out of local coffers. And the Democrats would routinely say, oh, no, no, they actually bring more to the community than they cost. No. That's not the case.
No, that isn't
social
the case.
Social services and other costs for illegals exceed anything they put into the economy.
Because they don't pay federal income tax. They don't pay state income tax. They might pay some sales taxes, et cetera, but they're not bringing in revenue, and they're not contributing to Social Security's trust fund at whatsoever. And that there's the cost of providing health care for them, the cost of schooling, and the cost of putting them up in these hotels and others like they did up in New York at the Roosevelt Hotel. So the cost far outweighed the benefits. That's why we have a legal migrant program and certain visas that are granted for people who want to come in as guest workers only to leave after the work is done.
Correct. Yeah, not simply stay and say, well, I've done my my task, whatever it is, picking lettuce, working in a kitchen, whatever, for the last 4 months. You know, tourist season is over. I'm going to kick back for a while and go on public assistance. Holman says, listen, it's pretty straightforward. Taxpayer benefits are for taxpayers, not for people who do not put into the system.
This is a great move by President Trump. Number one, it ends an enticement for a lot of people to come here. And number two, taxpayer benefits should go to United States taxpayers, not those who are in the country illegally, who entered the country illegally, which is a crime. So this is the exact thing we should be doing. I salute President Trump for pushing this.
Yeah, that is exactly what ICE should be doing. On the other side, Letitia James says, well, we do kind of cooperate with ICE, like when it's convenient for us.
New York State and other Democratic states cooperate with ICE when it comes to criminal convictions, but when it comes to innocent individuals, individuals who serve as your nanny, who clean your home, individuals who are our neighbors, individuals who unfortunately are just trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, or individuals who shoot ICE agents in the face. I mean, all those people, they're presumed innocent, folks. That's what she's saying. There's a presumption of innocence in our legal system in this country. That's whether you're here legally or illegally, whether you're tall or short, black, white, green, brown, it doesn't matter. So what Letitia James is saying, for the innocent, in other words, those who are perceived to be innocent until proven guilty, then they have to be viewed as innocent, and we have to treat them with kid gloves.
She knows what she's talking about. Bottom line is, we are prioritizing criminal threats and public safety threats and national security threats. We had an agreement to get into Rikers Island, and Mayor Adams, you know, signed an executive order to get into Rikers Island. Of course, the governor came down, you know, totally against it. City council soon kept us out of there. We're on our way to some collaboration on criminals in Rikers Island, but that was shut down.
Yeah, it was shut down because when they got around halfway to Rikers Island, Letitia James got wind of it and said, oh, sorry, you can't do that.
Yeah, what the people like Letitia James and others do is they keep known murderers, rapists, you know, kidnappers, child traffickers. They keep them on the streets, and they then go and plague and prey on mostly the Hispanic or Latino or the communities from which they come, because that's where they fit in. That's where they can blend in and not be noticed by ICE on the streets. So this is what happened when he had the two illegal aliens from Guatemala, or Dominican Republic, I'm sorry, that shot that Border Patrol agent in the face. They were on the streets. Right. Should never have been on the streets.
Presumed innocent.
But in New York, in Letitia James, New York, they were out on the streets where they were free to shoot a law enforcement officer in the face.
Yeah, I mean, take this to the riots that took place in Times Square where the police officers were attacked. Take it to Lake and Riley. Take it to any example you want to take it to. We have to presume innocence, but that does not mean we have to be presumed stupid. 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes for this Friday. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like a new wreck here. Just spotted it. Eastbound I-70 on the ramp. This is the ramp that would take you to the inner loop of the Beltway, the ramp that would then bring you up to Liberty Road and up that way. That's a tight squeeze ramp where it kind of says, the sign kind of says, move together, form one lane. And it looks like they got together and looks like a tractor trailer and another car involved here. So they're off to the painted out area on the right side. side. State police are there. State highway truck is there. So no major backup right now. It's a single lane. It was going to be a single lane anyway. But if you're coming in on I-70, you're taking the ramp to the Beltway. Keep an eye out for the activity there. All of our big problems have been south towards the Capitol Beltway. Vehicle fire overnight. Southbound 95, the ramp to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you from 95 over to College Park and through there. That ramp is still affected with delays back through Powder Mill Road, and then an accident with at least two lanes blocked in Northern Virginia around the area of the George Washington Parkway south of the American Legion Bridge, and that is still backing us up beyond the ramps at River Road in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 weather authority forecast. We have a weather alert. The heat advisory is in effect for today. Highs in the mid to upper 90s with a heat index well over 100. Chance of a storm returning today. And all this weekend, the heat and storms will be there. Right now, 75 and sunny in Dundalk, 77 in Stevensville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Johnson.
Does this mean that I'm going to have to eat salad?
Yeah! Yeah, chicken salad, tuna salad, you name it. Egg salad.
Yeah, ground beef salad.
Exactly. what's your go-to Subway sub place? If you like
Santoni's.
Santoni's,
which is around the corner from us.
Yeah,
a little place out in Glen.
Yeah, Santoni's is great. Yeah.
I'm talking about
the national chain.
Oh, probably Subway.
Subway.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have one, Chuck?
No, it's a local place called Charlie's Cheesesteaks.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you don't frequent the national chains.
No. They're fake.
Yeah. By the way, Chuck,
you don't like Blimpy or Jersey Mike's or Firehouse Subs or any of those?
Is it the Firehouse that they're all cold? One of those is every sub is cold, and that doesn't interest me at all.
Oh, you don't like Italian cold cut?
No, my favorite is a meatball sub with extra provolone.
Okay.
That's my favorite sub. Right. Matter of fact, after my little medical visit yesterday, that was the only thing I wanted. Just, let's go get me a meatball sub, please. I'll feel all better then.
That's your comfort food?
Well, for the day it was.
A meatball sub.
I'll have a different comfort food like today.
Favorite is my homemade meatball sub.
Yes.
No, I'm saying maybe it would be a good idea for these. Says, you know, chains come out with a Hulk Hoagie.
Absolutely.
In honor of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, serve it on a 23-inch Python piece of bread.
I wonder if Python's available to be ground up as some sort of.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, they're catching them in the Everglades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one Python could feed an entire village.
And releasing them near Gator Gitmo. That's what's happening. Red Robin introducing a new limited time value meal for just $9.99 called the Big Yum Burger Deal. For the price, you get a Red's Double Tavern Burger, bottomless side, and bottomless beverage for $9.99. It's a pretty good deal. Bottomless side options include steak fries. You can get the Everything Caesar Salad, Chuck, which I know you'd probably get.
I like Caesar. I make my own Caesar Salad.
Do you really?
Yeah.
The Burns Steakhouse Caesar Salad.
Ah, there it is. Yes. Log it.
Ding.
Ding. Another ding.
Talk to me. By the maitre d' of Burns Steakhouse, South Howard Avenue in Tampa.
Well, oh, I see. Yeah.
813. No, no.
Smashburger is announcing the Summer of Smash menu.
Oh.
The new limited time $4.99 all the time value menu. You get the Americana Big Dog. That's 100% Angus beef hot dog. Or the bacon cheese Big Dog, the chili cheese Big Dog, the chili cheese jalapeno.
Of course.
Big dog.
Of course.
But wait, these are all dogs.
Yeah.
Where are the burgers? Oh, here they are. All-American Smash, the Deluxe Smash, also available now at Smash Burger. I like Smash Burgers. You know, you get them on the grill and you smash them down.
I make them on my Blackstone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good use for the Blackstone.
I love that
Blackstone. On a Blackstone,
He's
Endorsement City USA
brand,
today.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I got to send this to all these sponsors and say, hey, I'm throwing some love our way.
Our way.
You know? Yeah. Unbelievable.
If you want to send me to talk to them and give me my commission, I'll do it.
Your commission?
Really? Your commission arrives every month.
Now, let's not go into that. always sneaking in the side door to get a shot, Miss Casey.
Better than the back door, that's for sure.
Well, that's happened too.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
All right.
See you in a couple.
All right.
6:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Dale is in street. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, Dale.
Good morning, guys and girls. I just want to, I'd like to throw Kim Klasick's name in the hat for Baltimore County Executive in 26.
Uh-oh.
She could really straighten that cesspool up over in the old courthouse.
Well, I do know that there are people that are already, names that I'm being here to mention are Jim Brosian, again, because he only lost to, by what, a couple of 17 votes, I think
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, very close.
Johnny Zero. There's another name, I can't mention his name right now because he's still exploring, but he's a big Republican businessman, and you may not know his name, but he's looking at it. And then I'm hearing the name Chris West, the state senator,
mm-hmm.
That allegedly was retiring and now he, I guess, needs something to do, so he wants to allegedly run for Baltimore County.
You got a perfect
These are the names I'm hearing, ear to the ground.
But. Well, the nice thing is, if he chooses not to go for Baltimore County exec, he does have a perfect disc jockey name.
Chris West?
Yeah
exactly. It is. 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Up next, a Baltimore Banner hit piece on Ravens coach John Harbaugh.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Man, we got a full show today.
Yeah, we do. By the way, we're talking about Letitia James and Tom Holman, yeah. ICE, and so on and so forth. Deputies in Carroll County will officially start serving ICE warrants next Friday as part of the 287G program. Carroll County signed on to the U.S. ICE program earlier this year, as did four other Maryland counties, Allegheny, Garrett, St. Mary's, and Washington. Cecil, Frederick, and Hartford already had agreements in place. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office confirmed Thursday that 12 deputies at the county's detention center have been trained to perform specified immigration officer functions under the agency's direction and oversight. So it was also a big race for Carroll County Sheriff. You got Jim DeWeese, who's the incumbent, and I think is it Landsman? Jay Landsman, if I'm not mistaken. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name, but I think he's got ties to law enforcement. I think his father was very big in either Baltimore City or Baltimore County Police. So got a big election there in Carroll County. But that's good news that now we got another county that is participating in serving and cooperating with ICE for detainers and helping to serve warrants, et cetera. Because we need all the help we can get in this state, which is a sanctuary state, mm-hmm. by the way, de facto. And, of course, many of Baltimore City and surrounding counties, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, with the notable exception of Hartford County and Queen Anne's County, but most of the counties in and around the Baltimore Metro and the D.C. Metro are sanctuary counties for people like MS-13 and 18th Street Gang, Latin Kings, et al.
Yep. 6:53, Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so this incident on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway looks to be more of a broken-down vehicle that had a problem with a trailer or something that it was towing. So everything's off to the right side. They're outside the painted-out area, and they're off to the shoulder area, but there's just a minor backup on the ramp. So if you're coming in on 70, you're taking the ramp that would take you up the Beltway to Liberty Road. It's normally a single-lane ramp anyway, but right about halfway down, you'll have some flashing lights. All this stuff towards the Capitol Beltway, that's still the big problem. And looking at 95 South at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County, that's crawling. The problem was overnight, there was a vehicle fire on the ramp from 95 South to the Interloop, the ramp that takes you to College Park. That's still a problem, still a big delay there. BW Parkway South might be a better bet, and we're starting to see a little overflow traffic now on the Parkway South of Route 32, and then eventually down to the Capitol Beltway. The other problem, only the right lane is blocked now, but it's a big delay. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, the wreck is south of the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have a heat advisory in effect for today. It's going to be really hot, humid, mid to upper 90s, heat index well over 100. Thunderstorm possible later this afternoon and all weekend long. Pretty much the same forecast right now. It is sunny, 75 in Middle River, and it is 73 in Reisterstown. So I have this conversation a lot with Gary and others that I know, that why so many sportscasters, sports reporters, people who cover sports are far left.
Yeah.
They're just very, very, very liberal. Look, I don't care what you are politically. I just want you to do sports.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When I watch sports, I don't want to hear your politics involved in sports. But the other day at Ravens training camp, opening day, Coach Harbaugh was taking some questions, and this dude from the Baltimore Banner, his name was Kyle Goon. Okay?
Okay.
He decided to ask a question to Coach Harbaugh. Remember, John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh went to the White House to visit President Trump. And I should point out, John Harbaugh also went to the White House to visit President Obama back in the day and presented him with a jersey. So when you get an opportunity to go to the White House, it's the President of the United States, you go.
Yeah.
You know?
If you don't go, frankly, you're stupid.
All right. So, this guy decided to inject his politics into the question. Here's the exchange.
In the past, Donald Trump has said denigrating things about Baltimore, including no being who wants to live there.
Yeah.
As a prominent representative of Baltimore, and
Well, how you frame that question? I would frame the question like, you got a chance to go visit with the president, man. What was that experience like? It was amazing. It was awesome. And I promise you, I root for our president. You know, I want our president to be successful, just like I want my quarterback to be successful, and I want my team to be successful. And it was an amazing experience. You know, it's not often you get invited and you get a chance to do something like that as a family.
Yeah.
You know, we were there. My daughter was there. Jim's daughters were there. My mom and dad were there. My mom and President Trump. You know, just seeing the how he treated her was really meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Goon in the Baltimore Banner writes, the Harbaugh Coaching Academy focuses on caring for those you lead. Why visit the most divisive president in modern history then? Well, he didn't visit Obama. He visited Trump. If John Harbaugh wants to shake hands with a real leader, I have a suggestion that he gives his name of this guy that was going to stand in the way of ICE agents arresting criminals in the community. Okay? That was his example. Harbaugh and his brother Jim ought to understand why their decision to visit the Trump White House 2 weeks ago has sparked no small amount of anger and disappointment in their fan base. Have you heard any of this?
I've heard not a word. I mean, not a
Maybe
word.
Maybe I travel in the wrong circles, but I haven't heard this anger and disappointment in the fan base at Coach Harbaugh.
We need a water cooler. That's got to be it. Maybe they have a water cooler at the Banner, and they all gather around the water cooler and latch onto a topic as if they're a terrier with a sock.
Most of them are regurgitated Sun reporters, so they're all pretty much lefty. That's why I felt compelled to ask the Ravens coach how he balanced being a representative of the city with the decision to go. So I wanted to focus on that for just a second. Coach Harbaugh is a representative of the Baltimore Ravens. Okay? He's not a representative of the city or of the city, because frankly, he may not agree with most of what the city represents, including Mayor Scott. I'm not putting words in his mouth. I'm just saying he may not agree with Mayor Scott's politics or Governor Moore's politics or anybody else for that matter. His job is to coach the Ravens. That's his job. And what he does with his personal time, that's up to him. And they don't have to go out through this litmus test of Baltimore Banner liberal sports reporters to sign off on it. Now, this guy is upset that Trump called Baltimore a rodent-infested mess and a place no human being would want to live. Far from making this state and its largest city more livable, his administration is hurting the region. Then he goes off on his politics, giving a list of things that Trump allegedly has done to make Maryland worse. But the point here is that Trump did not make anything up. He didn't fabricate anything here. He just spoke to the truth, the facts of how crime-ridden Baltimore is, how dirty a city it is. It's trash. I've seen it. I've walked some of the streets. I'm sure you have, too. And yeah. Look, there are parts of Baltimore that are beautiful. The other parts, it looked like Beirut, for God's sake. And so is the head coach of the Ravens' job to be an ambassador for the city and for the state? No. His job is to coach the Ravens to the best of his ability, and he is not out there to represent Baltimore, per se.
No, yeah. Not at all. And to the degree that he decides he's there in order to toot his own horn is the degree to which he is disrespecting the Ravens organization and the city, no matter what his point of view is.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Ayanna Pressley loves DEI. We have an update for you in the Epstein Files and Russiagate and the latest from our MAGA movement update. Stick with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anach Thomason. Parts of the Northeast getting a taste of what much of the Midwest and the South have experienced in recent days. A heat wave sending temperatures and humidity levels soaring has expanded eastward. They'll be cranking up the AC today in cities including Washington and Baltimore, Philadelphia and New York. The on-again, off-again Gaza ceasefire talks are off again. The discussions in Qatar have been cut short by the U.S., which is suggesting that one of the parties to the talks is less than serious.
President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, says mediators made a great effort, but Hamas does not appear to be acting in good faith. He says the U.S. will consider alternative options to bring the hostages home and try to create a more stable environment for the people of Gaza.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. French President Macron has announced plans to recognize a Palestinian state, the first of the G7 nations to do so. Recognition would come in September. It's being condemned by the U.S. and Israel. Israel's prime minister says such a state would be a launch pad to destroy Israel. The late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, expected to meet again today with Attorney General Bondi's deputy following a day-long Q&A yesterday.
The meeting between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is a part of the DOJ's effort to seem transparent. That's after the department got backlash over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, David Oscar Marcus, after the meeting.
There were a lot of questions and we went all day and she answered every one of them.
Epstein died in 2019 in a New York jail while awaiting trial. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has visited Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington, publicly scorning Fed Chair Powell over the cost of a roughly $2.5 billion renovation project. The Dow futures 63 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It's refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good Friday morning, 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And both the tunnels, at least right now, running with the lanes clear. Nothing major at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 95 is also clear as you move south around the city county line. 895 looks good at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Still looking at an incident here on the ramp from eastbound I-70, the ramp that would take you to the inner loop of the Beltway. It's on the right side. It's past the painted out area. Not a big deal, not a big backup, but just a word of caution as you're taking that ramp. All of the big delays towards the Capitol Beltway still there. Vehicle fire from early this morning. Southbound 95 at the Capitol Beltway with delays going back towards 216. The BW Parkway is taking some overflow there. The incident on the Capitol Beltway south of the American Legion Bridge is still backing us up beyond the ramps at River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are under weather alert for your Friday, tracking heat, humidity, and the potential for some strong storms as we head toward the afternoon. Temps will be well into the 90s and heat index values well into the triple digits. We keep the heat and the chance for storms into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A steady 74 degrees both in Hunt Valley and in Middle River on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's going to be another very, very warm day today and a brutally hot weekend. So be aware of that. Make sure you hydrate. Here's the news. Two Maryland lawmakers calling for the release of an Easton pastor being detained by ICE. Representatives Glenn Ivey and Sarah Elfreth sent a letter to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, requesting a release of Pastor Daniel Fuentes Espinal, stating that he is a pillar of the Easton community with no criminal record. The lawmakers added, through his church ministry, Pastor Espinal has dedicated his life to improving the lives of some of his community's most vulnerable members. Much of Maryland now bracing for another day of hot weather today. Heat advisories cover central, southern, western Maryland, including the Baltimore and D.C. areas, and parts of the eastern shore. National Weather Service warns that extreme heat and humidity could lead to heat-related illnesses. And the family of Ronald Silver II and fellow sanitation worker Travis Christian plan to sue the city of Baltimore, alleging civil rights violations after Silver died from heat stroke last August while on the job. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick through letter number 687. Pick 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Next, it's Style on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the day off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. Well, good news for the Birds. They did salvage at least one game to avoid the road sweep, snapping a three-game skid. 4-3 win over the Guardians in Cleveland. Ramon Laureano hit a two-run shot in the first inning. Gunnar Henderson drove in the game-winning run on a single in the seventh. Charlie Morton looked pretty good. Allowed three runs over 6 2/3 innings of work to get the win. Gregory Soto securing his first save of the season. Birds return home tonight to play the Rockies. Yesterday they placed closer Felix Bautista on the IL, the injured list, with slight discomfort in his throwing shoulder. So we'll have to wait and see how that all fleshes out. As to the Ravens at training camp, eyes yesterday, well, they got five tight ends on the roster, three of them pretty darn good. Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, and Charlie Kohler. But Likely is the one who lit up practice. He made a one-handed grab on a pass across the middle from Lamar Jackson, easily turned the corner, and took off for what would have been a 65-yard touchdown. So good to have good tight ends in the roster. And elsewhere, it was not an exceptional day for newly acquired corner Jair Alexander, who was beaten for a long touchdown right down the right sideline by Devontae Walker yesterday at Ravens training camp. So we'll update you more on Ravens and the Orioles at the bottom of the hour at 7:08. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys.
These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the call-in numbers if you'd like to join us to react to the, you missed it the first hour, as expected, Klossmeyer nominates your own IG. After all that, right?
Yep.
And, of course, the latest on ICE not getting cooperation from any of the blue states, including here in Maryland. We talked about the Baltimore Banner hit piece on Coach Harbaugh. Coming up in this hour, Jazzy Crockett's back in the news again. And we'll get you updated on the Epstein files and Russiagate. And, well, top story here is Ayanna Pressley, one of the Jihad squad. She just loves DEI.
Sean, we'll get to Ayanna in just about 30 seconds. But first, folks, as you know, we're now on Talker Magazine's top 100 talk shows in the country, which, of course, is a pretty special moment for us. But it doesn't happen by accident. It happens because focus, discipline, we do our research, and actually the inspiration of Sean Casey, who kind of helps us all elevate our game tremendously. And again, I had the opportunity to record last week's staff meeting with Sean Casey.
Don't stand there, Corbin! Oh, you've never seen the hand of God before? Now, today we're going to do marching up and down the square. Anyone got anything they'd rather be doing than marching up and down the square?
Well, to be quite honest, Sarge, I'd rather be at home with the wife and kids.
Sarge?
Yes?
I've got a book I'd quite like to read.
Well, I'm learning the piano.
Right, off you go.
Thanks, Sarge, for guiding us through.
Got to crack the whip every once in a while.
It's so special to have you there backing us. It really is. Ayanna Pressley got herself on a good rant yesterday. She is one of the squad. She's the one with her hairstyle is minimalistic. Let's put it that way. She has the Sean.
Alopecia.
Yeah, she is a Sean Casey envy. She has the same amount of hair that Sean has. A little less, actually.
Mine is male pattern baldness. Hers is alopecia.
Yeah. So here's alopecia herself in her best anti-DEI. If you're anti-DEI, you're a racist rant.
We are now 6 months into the second occupancy of the White House, and all Trump is conducting a wholesale attack on civil rights, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and anything that benefits marginalized communities. This is truly anti-blackness on steroids.
Well, I'll tell you.
Is she in an echo chamber?
Apparently, no, she must have been a fly in the salt for bringing it over. Because, I mean, she's so passionate about it, she said it twice.
Looks like I'm going to have to crack the whip even harder.
I know. Sarge. I'll get on it right away. So, I'm going to very advisedly maybe just take one more of her cuts, because if we have this duplicate audio again, it's going to be a bit of a long haul otherwise.
This is re-segregation. Trump and Republicans are trying to force their vision. Trump and Republicans white supremacy is their work to undo centuries of
I got it. I understand completely where you're going with this, and that is Republicans bad, Democrats good. DEI is absolutely essential because somehow it benefits people you like, not talking about the people that disadvantages. DEI, of course, for many of us means didn't earn it.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're doing a lot of these places, like Vanderbilt, for one, in Nashville. They've renamed it something HUB or something.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So they're changing the whole
Runaway.
Exactly. So what they're doing, they're trying now to hide it and disguise it from the Education Department, from the Civil Rights Division, of the Justice Department, from the Trump administration. They're now trying to play fast and loose with the truth. And they're playing games with this thing. And I hope the people that play games get caught. They get summarily fired or shown the door. Because, again, whether it's DEI or minority set-asides or outcome-based education or affirmative action, the solution to discrimination is not more discrimination.
No. If you have more discrimination, that simply means we have to repeat that pattern for the next 500 years, forever and ever. Amen. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's just a Chuck Whitaker.
What do you call it? Forever and ever. Amen. Randy Travis. Thank you very much. Eastbound I-70, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That incident is still there. Just looking at the camera a mile before the Beltway, there's no impact at all. If you're coming in from Howard County, you'll take that ramp and be able to go around that scene. Nothing major on the Beltway. We've been running okay at both the harbor tunnels. No issues there. All of the big problems have been south towards the Capitol Beltway. Vehicle fire early this morning on the ramp from 95 south to the inner loop going over towards College Park. And because of that, we're seeing some overflow traffic on the BW Parkway going south to get away from that backup on 95, and then the traffic going into Northern Virginia again today. Number of problems in this area in the last couple of weeks. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway after the American Legion Bridge and in the area of the George Washington Parkway, and that was an accident that at one point had two lanes blocked. They're still trying to clear some debris from the right lane. We've had backups that go back between River Road and the ramps at I-270. The contractor is now working, surprise, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Well, the heat and humidity and the storms are back for the weekend. Today it's going to be hot. Well, heat advisory is in effect for a chance of storms also later today. Mid to upper 90s, heat index triple digits, and pretty much the same heat and storms through the weekend. Sunny right now and 76 in Middle River, and it's 75 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday, the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, passed away. Thursday, the age of 71 from cardiac arrest. You remember at the RNC convention last year, he brought down the house with his legendary shirt-ripping speech. The president, let's hear a little bit of that speech before we get the president's reaction.
When they took a shot at my hero, and they tried to kill the next president of the United States, enough was enough.
President Trump praising Hulk Hogan on Truth Social. We lost a great friend today, the Hulkster. Hulk Hogan was MAGA all the way. Strong, tough, smart, but with the biggest heart. He gave an absolutely electric speech at the RNC. That was one of the highlights of the entire week. He entertained fans from all over the world, and the cultural impact he had was massive. To his wife, Skye, and family, we gave our warmest best wishes and love. Hulk Hogan will be greatly missed. You might remember that Hulk Hogan and his wife recently baptized as Christians in December of 2023. The president yesterday with Jerome Powell at the site of the new Federal Reserve building. More on that later in the show. But he did was asked the question, would he fire the Fed chair?
To do that is a big move, and I just don't think it's necessary. And I believe that he's going to do the right thing.
All right. He must have said something that thinks he's going to do the right thing. What is that right thing? He wants interest rates lowered.
Every point is worth $365 billion. So we want to get the rates down.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the interest rates down, housing starts, that's what helps kick off the economy. And right now, the economy is sailing along pretty darn good. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was on with Maria Bartiromo, Maria in the mornings, just the other day, talking about the CAPEX. This is a group of it's business indices that hasn't been this good, I'll sum it up, since 1997.
This is a combination. It's the tariffs bringing back manufacturing to the U.S. It's the full expensing in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which I think is one of the most important things that we did. Companies can do 100% expensing for equipment, 100% expensing in for factories. If you bring your factory back here, I think we had big pent-up demand. We are in the middle of this incredible AI boom that, you know, I don't know whether you want to say this is the third, fourth, fifth industrial revolution. So we're seeing the hyperscalers spend like we never have before. And I think what's really gone unheralded here is the Trump administration's emphasis on deregulation. We are making it possible to build things in America again. For years, if you wanted to build a factory, a pipeline, a transmission grid, you were held up by permitting. And President Trump has given, whether it's EPA, the energy interior, a mandate that these permits should get out within a month. So America is building things again. And I tell you, this is the way that countries get rich and stay rich, is through long-term investment and productivity.
Yeah, absolutely. Once all these trade deals get done as well. By the way, the House Republicans have been dragging their feet on the J6 committee. The White House finally intervened. President Trump said, that's enough. 6 months in, get your you-know-what together.
Yeah.
The new J6 committee has been now launched. Barry Lautenbeck will be the chair of the committee. There was a dispute over their jurisdiction, and then finally the White House said, end it. And so they'll now begin looking at, people like, the other J6 committee,
mm-hmm.
Benny Johnson and Liz Cheney and Shifty Schiff and Radical Jamie Raskin, just to name a few. The DOJ Civil Rights Division requesting election information from Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Uh-oh. Wonder what they could be interested there. Liar Trump says she will not run for U.S. Senate in North Carolina to replace Rhino Tom Tillis. That now opens it up for Michael Whatley, the mm-hmm. former co-chair. Mike Lindell wins a big appeal in his $5 million arbitration case. This is a major victory for the MyPillow CEO there. Trump wins again. Australia did a backflip and lifted its import ban on U.S. beef. They now are opening up their market there as well. So, all good news. Day 187 and the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 720 on Friday morning. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning? I love that sound. Or hearing your favorite song. Maybe you like conversations with good friends, and maybe you're missing parts of those. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, whether it's for you or a family member, please call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's phenomenal. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 or online. You'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Rob Carson Show. By the grace of God, Friday is finally here.
Thank God it's
Kenneth from the Daily Signal. Christian Toto from Hollywood says the new Fantastic Four movie is actually fantastic.
Enjoy yourselves. Try not to get into too much trouble.
And we'll introduce you to our new DC insider, Julie Grace, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We'll get you updated on the Epstein files. By the way, it's Joe Armacost week. We have the King Don parody that he's famous for that we'll share with you a little bit later on, and what led up to that incredible parody. But we also have the best news of the day.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to want to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I'm being teased with this as well, folks, not just you.
The best news of the day came out yesterday.
All right.
So stay tuned.
We will find out together, I guess. 723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Could it be that instead of we're going to do Chuck Whitaker 6 times an hour, that Chuck would now be with us 15 times an hour? That could be. We'll find out.
Well, 6 times does seem like 15 times an hour.
Yeah, that's true. Compare. It's fine.
Let's just call this one off. I'll see you at 8:03
on Monday.
Yes, cards and letters to Sean Casey, because Bruce has nothing to do with anything.
No, it has nothing to do with anything.
He just leaves immediately, and so people don't pick him off.
That's right. Some guy with a baseball bat coming after my car again,
and you can't even run. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad.
7:23 traffic and weather on the threes. Yeah, but you know what? I can hit you with my cane.
That's true. I saw it in person.
What's it going to Chuck Whitaker?
The BW Parkway southbound is busy. This is some of the overflow traffic getting away from the backup on I-95 in Prince George's County, which was caused by the vehicle fire overnight on the ramp from 95 south to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. So there's a backup on 95. Some of the overflow traffic is on the Parkway southbound. We're still slow going into Northern Virginia. The accident and the incident was after the American Legion Bridge. Delays are still back to the spur at I-270, back beyond River Road. Big delays there in Montgomery County. And then locally, nothing major. The incident might still be there on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. It was on the right side and not a big deal for the traffic right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
In Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, heat advisory in effect today as the heat, humidity, and thunderstorm activity returns to the area. Highs in the mid to upper 90s today. Heat index at 100 with a chance of a thunderstorm all weekend long, right? They're pretty much the same. Sunny 76 right now in Severn, and it is 77 in Dundalk. Well, before there was Zohran Mamdani, before there was Omar Fateh in Little Mogadishu, there was a guy in Montgomery County, the People's Republic of Montgomery County. His name is Delegate Gabriel Acevero. He is a proud Democrat socialist. He's a member of the Democrat Socialists of America. He represents Montgomery County. And, again, there's a piece in the Baltimore Sun paper about him. And he says, if you look where our base, where our constituency, where America is trending, we have to focus on working class issues from housing to socioeconomic, gender, environmental justice. We can't just continue to provide lip service as a party. We have to fight like hell, not just for the policies, but for workers and the working class. And that's what I've been committed to do in the legislature and will continue to do so. Now, he's not quite as outspoken as Mamdani and Fateh. He pretty much keeps his head under the radar, but make no mistake, they're cut from the same cloth. So here in Maryland, and we've seen the Maryland General Insane Asylum, dominated by progressive Marxists, move in that direction, now for years. So the current Democrat Party is no longer the party of Truman and Kennedy at all. It is not even a typical liberal party like you had with Clinton and others. Again, you now have a far left wing progressive Democrat Socialist Party. And I think what's amazing here is that a lot of the Generation Z crowd, they don't know what communism is. They don't teach it anymore. If they teach it, they teach it favorably in the Marxist madrasas. So they don't know what the true effects, because communism has got a history. It's 100% failure everywhere it's been tried. Yep. It's failed in Cuba, in Venezuela, in the Soviet Union. It's failed in China. They had to adopt a Western economic model in order to just survive in China. Everywhere you go, I remember it was Maggie Thatcher that said the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money.
Yeah.
And so the young crew today, they don't know what the, I guess, negative side effects of communism truly are. The fact that it has killed worldwide 100 million people, that's right. 100 million people have died over the course since communism, 1917, with the Bolshevik Revolution. That's not being taught anywhere in our colleges and our universities. In fact, we now have probably a bunch of commie professors that have infiltrated our higher institutes of learning. So I just want to get the name on the radar screen that people are not aware of it. It's Gabriel Acevedo. Of Montgomery County.
Trying to raise his profile so we can see him in some statewide elections.
It's Acevedo.
Acevedo,
not Acevedo.
728 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, not again!
Well, once again, it's time for Whoopi Goldberg to share her intellect with us. Well, that's the problem.
That's it. That's all the wisdom she had.
That's it. She's done.
We're a little gun shy on the audio cuts ever since the echoing cuts of Ayanna Pressley.
I would imagine so. But Whoopi says basically that we have no right to examine Obama because, after all, it's now been established that presidents have presidential immunity. No, there are different standards, Whoops. One of them is whether or not you can sue somebody or take them to court because of presidential action. The other is, should the public be aware of what happens under any administration? I would argue that, full disclosure under any administration is probably a pretty good thing.
Well, I also would think, and we said this yesterday, I would think that any act that was done while he was president, he would have immunity for.
Yeah.
Okay?
While he's president.
While he's president. However, if after that he leaves office, he's now a civilian, he's a former president, if you are engaging in any kind of criminal activity, conspiracy, cover-up, anything at that point, you've lost your immunity as president, and you're therefore fair game.
Yep.
All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks. Sean Bolivar Police investigating a homicide after a man was found dead in a crashed vehicle, I-83 near Ruxton Road. The victim, 43-year-old Trayvon Booth, was discovered July 19th, later determined to have died from multiple blunt force injuries. Detectives say the events leading to his death began in the 1100 block of Western Northern Parkway. Juvenile is charged in connection with the May homicide in Glen Burnie. Detectives say 70-year-old Maktuko Ryan of Elk Ridge was taken into custody Tuesday. He's being charged with murder in the death of Jonathan Guiani. That's G-U-I-L-I-A-N-I, so I'm presuming the pronunciation. He was found shot on May 4th on Aquahart Road, died on the scene. Police are still investigating the motive and urge anyone with information to please contact them or Metro Crime Stoppers. Two Maryland lawmakers are calling for the release of an Easton pastor, that is, being detained by ICE. Representatives Glenn Ivey and Sarah Elfreth sent a letter to Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem requesting the release of Pastor Daniel Fuentes Espinal, stating that he's a pillar of the Easton community with no criminal record. Lawmakers added, through his church ministry, Pastor Espinal has dedicated his life to improving the lives of some of his community's most vulnerable members. Folks, the bomb weather is with us. Much of Maryland under another day of super hot weather. Heat advisories cover central, southern, western Maryland, including the Baltimore and D.C. areas, parts of the eastern shore. National Weather Service warns that extreme heat and humidity could lead to heat-related illnesses. Residents urged to stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activity during peak hours, and check on vulnerable neighbors. And the family of Ronald Silver II and fellow sanitation worker Travis Christian plan to sue the city of Baltimore, alleging civil rights violations after Silver died from heat stroke last August while on the job. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I hear a lot of ads from my competition claiming they're the best. Crestlock.com has been in business since 1969. With our years of experience, we have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see for yourself working systems. Visit Crestlock.com at 10015 Pulaski Highway, Middle River, so you can decide if Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your locksmith and security needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800 for Crestlock.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Pick 3 lottery, 687. Pick 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That incident on the ramp from the eastbound side of I-70 to the inner loop is still there. Get it out. Inner loop is still there. And that ramp is just a little bit slow right there. Everything's off to the right side after the white line. So not a big problem. There's no backup at all on 70 coming in from Howard County. Some delays. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Construction underway. They block a lane. I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. And again, the big delays, you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway. Two areas now, southbound 95, the ramp to the inner loop towards College Park. That was a vehicle fire and an incident from overnight. That's still backed up. Delays and overflow traffic on the parkway southbound going south of Greenbelt and then working your way down to the Capitol Beltway. And then the wreck in northern Virginia, southbound on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway after the American Legion Bridge. There's at least a 35 to 40 minute delay there for the traffic in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are under weather alert for your Friday, tracking heat, humidity, and the potential for some strong storms as we head toward the afternoon. Temps will be well into the 90s and heat index values well into the triple digits. We keep the heat and the chance for storms into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the day off. I'm Sean Casey, and this is Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management. The Birds salvage a four-game series against the Guardians following a 4-3 victory from Cleveland. Charlie Morton earns the win after giving up all three runs in over six innings. Ramon Laureano, who might be on the trading block, blasted a two-run homer as Baltimore snapped a three-game skid. Logan Allen got the loss for Cleveland. They, of course, had a four-game winning streak, which now comes to an end. Birds return home, Oriole Park at Camden Yards tonight to face the Colorado Rockies. From bad to worse, the Orioles place closer Felix Bautista on the injured list. The 30-year-old, who missed all of 24 while recovering from Tommy John surgery, has right shoulder discomfort. Meanwhile, right-hander Kyle Bradish, reaching 97 miles per hour in his first rehab start with Aberdeen. That is good news. Like to see that. And the Orioles have paid up, giving their day one draft pick Slater DeBrun a big signing bonus. A high schooler from Oregon, the 37th pick in the Major League Baseball draft, gets a $4 million signing bonus. And he certainly hasn't played an inning yet for the Orioles. Good to money if you can get it. Over to the Ravens training camp, while the subject of receivers has been a little bit of concern of late, a couple of injuries in the first 2 days. Veteran DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice because of a knee injury he suffered on a hard landing in Wednesday's opening practice. It is not believed to be serious. Also, slot receiver Zay Flowers was at full tilt practice for a second straight day after suffering what appeared to be either a knee or ankle injury on Wednesday that forced him to miss about 10 minutes of practice. Flowers was at his artful best, catching a bunch of short passes, easily juking his defenders. That guy has got some speed, no doubt. Business is booming in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers reported a league high in 2024 national revenue sharing north of $433 million. Now, the Packers are the only publicly owned team in the league and must report expenses and revenues, providing a window into the rest of the league. That means every NFL team took in the same haul. Each of the 32 NFL teams are now splitting more than $13 billion. $1 billion from national media deals. Okay, that doesn't include merchandising and the rest of that. That's just incredible for the National Football League. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, as you know, our former producer Joe Hosni Armacost has passed away last weekend at the age of 68. And we've been playing some of his comedic brilliance and genius over this past week. He'll be laid to rest next Tuesday. I flash back to one of the parodies that he did involved the former mayor of Baltimore and former governor, William Donald Schaefer. And the story behind the story is that when he was mayor, he was great. You know, do it now. We talked about that the other day on the air. But when he became governor, he got a little thin-skinned.
A little.
And remember, he would visit people.
Yes, show up at their doorstep.
So one day, I was railing on something. I can't remember what it was. And he called up. Joe took the call. And he says in the IFB, which is our internal communication device, he's saying, Sean, you got to take the governor's really hot. The governor's really, he's really ticked off at you. I said, all right, well, let's put the governor on. And we, I'm sorry we don't have that call, but I looked for it, couldn't find it. Make a long story short, the governor was, you know, you're always negative, Casey. You're always negative about Baltimore. And man, I said, you know, governor, with all due respect, these are your policies. I mean, you know, look, I'm just calling as I see him or whatever. Yeah. So he got really ticked off. Make the long, he actually, he called the owner, Nick Mangione Sr., wanted me to be fired. Let me back up for just a second. So after his hot call,
right,
he hangs up and, you know, click, meet Mr. Click. And I said to Frank Luber, my partner at the time, I said, we got to have some fun with this. And so what we did is, you know, when we went to commercial break after that incredible call, mm-hmm. and I didn't come back. It was just Frank. And Frank said, I don't know what happened to Sean, but we just heard, you know, squealing tires, pull up at the back of the station, and he disappeared. So, again, the implication was the governor had sent somebody to relieve me of my duties. So we kept that up for a little bit, and by the end of the show, we let everybody on. It was a prank. It was a joke. Yeah. I was fine. Well, he didn't like it. He really, really was. So he called Nick Sr., Nick Mangione Sr., yeah. and wanted me fired. And, of course, Nick defended me. I said, hey, look, it's entertainment, it's talk radio, right, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Don't be so, you know,
right.
sensitive about it. And so we really did not talk for the longest time. And then Tom Maher played Peacemaker, and he basically got the governor and I together, and we buried the hatchet, not in each other.
Right.
And so eventually we did a TV pilot called the Sean and Frank TV Show, and he was our first guest. And he graciously accepted, and it was at that TV pilot that Joe Hosni Armacost and the Morning Show Band did the parody King Don, and it was sung to the tune of King Tut. Remember
right.
Steve Martin?
Sure, of course.
And here is how it went on that TV pilot.
King Don. King Don. Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see the day he'd be the mayor, the governor, the king.
King Don.
He's a media junkie.
King Don.
Even kiss an ugly monkey.
Baltimore reunion till Kirk Smokey thrown you, King Don.
Now Louie's gone. We need a new controller. Let's make King Don Maryland's Ayatollah.
King Don.
A Democratic donkey.
Don.
He's my favorite honky.
Baltimore reunion till Kirk Smokey thrown you, King Don.
Yeah. driving down the ocean.
Disco time.
On his head and got some lotion. Gave the show some outhouse motion. Man, it caused a big commotion.
Ooh, King Time.
Yeah.
Don, Don.
Hey, look over there.
Don, Don.
Ain't that King Time? Speeding down the road with his troopers.
Don, Don.
Don't you say nothing.
Don.
He might get a visit in the middle of the night.
Don.
Yeah.
Ooh, King Don.
Now when I die, don't tell no one I'm gone. I wanna hang around and vote again for King Don.
King Don.
Make him Maryland's new comptroller.
King Don.
The official Ayatollah.
Baltimore, Ionia, till Kentucky thrown ya.
Got a head as hard as stoner.
King Don.
The late, great Joe Hosni Armacost with King Don. And he laughed. We were playing it there for him. He had a smile on his face. He was wearing a crown and a scepter. He went along with the joke. So we remember, and he told incredible stories during that. One of these days, we have to see if we can put it up on our website, because he told not about politics, but about his life, and yeah. It was really good. So
really, same kind of stories that showed up during that baseball game, the Tom Murray the interview. Probably not, because this one was arable.
But, you know, this is all at a time when we had catch our governor speeding, because
sure.
He was speeding, and the other was what they called the Eastern Shore and outhouse. Remember that? It was all
yes.
All around that same time. Thus the story of the King Don parody by Joe Armacost.
Classic. 743, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410 WCBM 680, if you would like to be said contestant. Got about a minute to make that happen, because first we have Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Our big delays are on the Capitol Beltway. Two areas, southbound 95, the ramp to the interloop of the Capitol Beltway that takes you over to College Park. That was a vehicle fire and an accident early this morning affecting the ramp and then the main line of the interstate. 95 is backed up back beyond the ramp at Powder Mill Road, backing up towards 216. Because of that, the BW Parkway is also backed up now south of Fort Meade, trying to get down to the Capitol Beltway. It's not a bad idea. Route 1 could be an option as well. And then way early this morning, they had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway in Northern Virginia near the George Washington Parkway. And again, that's about the third or fourth time in the last week or so that we've had problems south of the American Legion Bridge. And that backup is still back into Montgomery County, not only affecting 270, but affecting the Capitol Beltway coming around from the Georgia Avenue ramp. So again, 35 to 40 minute delays in two or three big areas right now towards the district. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. By the way, we do need a contestant right now. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, a chance to win a 100th anniversary WCBM anniversary T-shirt. I don't think it's worth quite $100. It might be a collector's item one day. And, of course, the WCBM 100th anniversary coffee mug. In and of itself, if we put Chuck Whitaker's face on that, the missing mug, can you imagine how much that would bring?
What a mug that would be.
Yeah. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM. 680.
I could just put my hand on the side of my head. Looks just like a mug.
That's true. Heat advisory in effect for today. Maybe a thunderstorm, high in the mid to upper 90s with heat index well over 100 degrees. And storms are possible later this afternoon, this evening. In fact, all weekend long, more heat, humidity, and storms. It is late July. Obviously, sunny, 76 right now in Ellicott City. It is 78 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we told you what those prizes were. 100th anniversary T-shirt, 100th anniversary coffee mug, up for grabs. All you have to do is correctly identify the fake news story. Mm-hmm. We'll read you one of three, and if you do that, you will be a winner. That's simple. And Chuck, truck. I think one yesterday, didn't he?
I did.
Yeah. Right.
As did everybody.
Yeah.
All
right. Wow.
As did everybody.
I thought it was the day before.
No.
It was one of these days he was gloating.
Yeah.
Like this week.
I had it all to myself the other day. I picked number three. Everybody else
That's what it was.
Number
okay.
one. Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
And that made it very special for him.
Mind your business, boy.
Sue in Federalsburg.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
Morning, Sue.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I better go last.
Okay. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. An illegal alien from El Salvador, a DACA recipient, a dreamer. By the name of Eric Hernandez, gave two people a ride from L.A. to the border in San Ysidro last month, but unfortunately he missed an exit. Ended up crossing into Mexico by mistake. In other words, he self-deported. When he came back to get back into the country, he was detained. Now will be sent back to his homeland. Story two, Jill Biden just landed another big payday, this time in the form of a $25 million advance to write her memoirs. Now, this coming on the news that Joe Biden just got $10 million. So you look at that, and that's $35 million for both of their memoirs, which nobody will read. But that's not the record. Barry and Michelle got $65 million for theirs. And story three, scientists in Maryland believe they're on the verge of creating artificial blood that could save thousands of lives. Researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine here in Baltimore are creating artificial blood by extracting hemoglobin from expired blood, then enclosing the protein in a bubble of fat, which apparently replicates red blood cells.
What's expired blood? From a stiff?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
well, although, Chuck, they're going to ask you for the layer of fat.
I'd like to bite you right in the neck.
There's 80 mile an hour fastball, Chuck. You got to take that.
Yeah. You think that's what it was? Go look up in the 15th row back in the upper deck and see where it landed.
Oh, up in the cheap seats.
Oh, that
up
one.
In the cheap seats.
That one even hurt me. All right.
I'd like to hurt you too. But
well, if you guys are into this, get a room, please.
You started it, Bruce. See how you get him all fired up.
Kristen, we'll start with you.
Great. Well, I hope, number one, I hope the self-deportation story is true. And I could see the scientists saying they have, you know, whether it's true or not, whether it works or not, who knows. But I could see them saying that. I think I'll go with number two. Probably a lot, but I think you may have messed with the numbers there.
All right, Kristen goes number two. Bruce?
Self-deportation sounds like such a marvelous story. I'm going to just hope that it's true. As far as the fake blood, they used to call those squibs in the industry, but that was actually made out of ketchup or something. It's different when you pretend to shoot somebody and they have these squibs.
Get on with it.
It's true.
He's hurting, man. He is hurting.
It's two.
Bounce right off my head.
Large target.
Did he pick one yet? My God, it's time to go home.
Bruce.
Two.
Chuck.
Two. I'm going to, yeah, I think, I don't think they gave her that kind of money, too.
All right. And Sue in Federalsburg.
I'm going to go with everybody, I think, too, also, and I really hope that first story is true.
It's just so funny not to be.
Well, story number one is true.
Good.
So there you go.
Hey,
all right, Sue.
Thanks.
Story number two is our fake news story of the day. No money for Jill. Joe's going to get $10 million, but no money for Jill as of yet. But sometimes these things do come true. Sue, congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Everybody's a winner on this Friday. And I'll tell you how to get your prize, $750. And you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24-7, should you need them. And, again, what I love most about Michael's firm, because he's helped my family, my immediate family, my WCBM family, and our listener family, he's helped everybody. And when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury, or again, and that in many cases, you know, all you want to do is get better. I mean, you know, you're hurt, you have medical bills, and you want to get back to work, back to, you know, taking care of family or running your business, with all the other priorities in your life. And that's where Michael really does specialize. This whole firm specializes in this kind of, you know, accident. And the fact is that they will handle everything. I mean, everything under the sun, from the insurance agencies and to the other guy's insurance, to some cases finding a doctor if you don't have one, advancing medical costs if need be, the diminution diminution of value if your car or vehicle has been totaled in that accident. These are a lot of little things that other firms won't touch because, you know, there's not a lot of money, frankly, not a lot of billable hours in that. So, again, that's why I strongly recommend the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. You got Michael, you got Stephen, you got Rachel Alpert Friedman, everybody in the firm. Don't forget their website, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, if they think that somebody can win, they don't care if they're communists, they don't care if they're anti-Semites, they are willing to, under their big tent, welcome anybody as long as they perceive them winning. That's your Democrat Party. We don't care what you represent as long as it's anti-Trump, anti-American, and you can win.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, 753, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Fatty Arbuckle.
We are, I'm going to hold that one for later. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
The around Sandy Point at Oceanic Drive and getting onto the Bay Bridge, no problems. Whitehall Road onto the main span. Traffic westbound is good. The morning backup has arrived now coming into Annapolis from the north. I-97 southbound with the slowing right there at Route 32. The big delays are still affecting the Capitol Beltway. The remains of a vehicle fire and an accident. 95 southbound on the ramp to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway over to College Park. They're still working on the wreck on the outer loop in Northern Virginia. The accident is south of the American Legion Bridge and delays back beyond the spur at I-270. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be hot and humid and a chance of thunderstorms today, mid to upper 90s. Heat index over triple digits. And then storms possible with the heat and humidity the rest of the weekend. Right now it is sunny, 77 in Pikesville, 79 in Baltimore City. Let's take a quick call here from Mike in Govins.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, buddy. You know that I haven't been talking with you guys for a while. Just been really busy with some stuff. But it's not often you guys make me sad. Angry sometimes with some circumstances, you know, for sure. But you made me sad today with telling us about Hosni.
Yeah.
When I used to call you guys on a regular basis, he would scream me and would tell me, listen, not today. Sean's really pissed off. So he's going to take your head off.
Wow. It's an all-purpose excuse.
The guy was 100% on target, 100% good guy. And people that are new to your show have missed a lot and will continue to miss now that he's gone.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Those are very kind words. And even those of us who disagree or are on different political sides of the aisle, we're still Americans, we're still Marylanders, and we still like to think we can debate, you know, agreeably. And there's some commonality here, and that's one of them. We can both agree that he is sorely going to be missed. Thanks for those kind words.
You guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend.
By the way, it took Sean 6 months to convince me that debating was not simply removing the worm from the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very confusing for me, at least initially getting in here. 756, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett, well, she's down in Texas, worried just a little bit about her congressional particular seat.
It's a bunch of bull****.
But hey, this is what we know the Republicans are good at.
Bullshit.
If there's one thing they're good at, they're good at cheating and they're good at voting. So right now,
all right, so unfortunately, we have a couple of cuts that have that double audio. Well, I don't know why that happened, Sean. First time that's occurred in all the time we've been doing this. But
it's the curse of Chuck Whitaker.
I think it is.
See?
Yeah.
See what happens?
Clearly,
see?
The curse of Chuck.
that's what it is.
They call it, the curse of Chuck. So that's your daily Jasmine. Look, I can subject you to one of her, but two of her at the same time is just a little bit over the top.
That has been known to drive people stark raving mad.
Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett in stereo. Two at the same time.
But let me note this. There is one singer, Sean, he views himself in part as a musician, because he is, plays guitar very, very well, always enjoys a good singer, somebody can really bring it, get at the microphone and sell that song. And so here's Sean's current favorite singer. Yes, it's Congressman Hank Johnson.
You must be blind. You've been telling us you released the bomb, but there are they.
Dig it, man.
We've gone along with what's been told. We've had plenty of time to in control. But when you say you will withhold the instinct fine, dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair.
Why? Why?
He's doing his best Neil Young imitation.
First off, he's not even a good guitar player.
Oh, come on. No, that's excellent.
Okay. I'm not going to criticize his vocal efforts, but
that's Bonamassa.
He's not even really a good guitar player.
You kidding me? I mean, Joe Bonamassa heard that cut and said, I wish I could play guitar as well as this guy.
That's just frankly horrible. It's the worst I've ever heard of him. So Glenn Maxwell.
You'll have another one sooner or later. Don't worry.
Glenn Maxwell reportedly collaborated with the DOJ yesterday, 5 hours with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. They're going to meet again today.
Yeah.
According to her attorney, she answered all the questions to their satisfaction. I think that there might be something there. I don't know what, but here's the deal. She's probably going to proffer, reduced in sentence or maybe even to get out in exchange for whatever information that she may or may not have. And, of course, Speaker Johnson said the other day, can't trust her, she's going to lie. Well, if she lies, and that's proven that she lies, she goes back in jail, and she does the rest of her sentence. But the question here is, what 5 hours yesterday with Ghislaine Maxwell, with the deputy AG, and that is, and look, we know Trump's name are in the Epstein files, they're on the flight logs or whatever. So I know Colbert last night was having an orgasm over that possibility. Wall Street Journal is also doing hit pieces. They're releasing the birthday letter from Bill Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein. Why not release the one you claim that Donald Trump wrote? Because if they do, they'll get their pants sued off. Rupert Murdoch, who owns the Wall Street Journal and Fox News. So that's potentially could be a bombshell. We'll have to wait and see. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Her lawyer says the late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, cooperated fully with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who questioned Maxwell yesterday. Convicted of sex trafficking, she is serving 20 years in a Florida prison. The deputy AG apparently has more questions, due to meet again today with Maxwell. President Trump has taken a tour of Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington, questioning the high cost of a renovation project and getting into a back and forth with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
It just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed. Now, you're including the Martin renovation. You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
And with the stroke of a pen, the president has cut billions in federal spending.
President Donald Trump has signed a bill rescinding nearly $9 billion in federal funding previously approved for public broadcasting and foreign aid. The bulk of the cuts are for foreign assistance programs. About $1.1 billion was destined for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides funding to NPR and PBS. Most of that money is distributed to more than 1,500 local public radio and television stations around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House Oversight Committee investigating former President Biden's cognitive state during his time in office and use of the auto pen has interviewed former Biden Chief of Staff Ron Klain. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are trading 64 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway below the American Legion Bridge is gone now. They finally reopened the last lane there south of the Potomac River Bridge, and we're on the move once again. It's not going to clear out right away. It's going to take a half an hour or so to get a little improvement there. It's still backed up between River Road 270 coming down the hill from the Georgia Avenue ramp. 95 in Prince George's County. County is still slow. They're trying to get onto the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. The remains of an accident and a vehicle fire on that ramp. Some traffic is getting by. We're backed up to Powder Mill Road, and overflow traffic is slowing on the BW Parkway southbound, trying to get down to the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are under weather alert for your Friday, tracking heat, humidity, and the potential for some strong storms as we head toward the afternoon. Temps will be well into the 90s and heat index values well into the triple digits. We keep the heat and the chance for storms into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Baltimore's already up to 83 degrees, and we're heading toward 90 or above today. Dundalk has 75 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Expanding on that, much of Maryland is bracing for another day of hot weather today. Heat advisories cover central, southern, western Maryland, including the Baltimore and D.C. areas and parts of the eastern shore. The National Weather Service warns that extreme heat and humidity could lead to heat-related illnesses. Residents are urged to stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activity during peak hours, and check on vulnerable neighbors. The family of Ronald Silver II and fellow sanitation worker Travis Christian plan to sue the city of Baltimore, alleging civil rights violations after Silver died from heat stroke last August while on the job. The pending lawsuit accuses DPW of forcing workers, many of whom have criminal records, into dangerous labor under threat of retaliation, termination, or possible jail time. Baltimore police investigating a homicide after a man was found dead in a crashed vehicle, I-83 near Ruxton Road. Victim, 43-year-old Trayvon Booth, was discovered on July 19th, later determined to have died from multiple blunt force injuries. Detectives say the events leading to his death began in the 1100 block of West Northern Parkway. Anyone with information as to please call Metro Crime Stoppers. And a juvenile is now charged in connection with the May homicide in Glen Burnie. Detectives say 17-year-old Mactuco Ryan of Elkridge was taken into custody Tuesday and is being charged with murder and the death of Jonathan Gianni. 805 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 8, 7, pick 4. Easy one. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the day off. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnham and Derner, the, of course, comfort guys. Check them out during this hot summer season. All right, so the Orioles do salvage at least a one game in Cleveland after trying to avoid the sweep, which they did. 4-3 win over the Guardians. Ramon Laureano hit a two-run home run in the first inning, and Gunnar Henderson drove in the game-winning run with a single in the seventh. Charlie Morton allowing three runs and 6 2/3 of work to get the win. Gregory Soto gets the first save of the season. Birds return home tonight, Oriole Park at Camden Yards at 7:05 to play the Colorado Rockies. They did place closer Felix Bautista on the injured list with some discomfort in his right shoulder. This coming after the Tommy John surgery he had last year. Meanwhile, the Orioles prospect list continues, and Major League Baseball has released some rankings, and at least six of the Orioles prospects in the top 100. So the future looks good. The big question now is whether or not Mike Elias will trade the present right now to build on the future. Over the Ravens training camp, everyone's got their eye on the kickers because of, Justin Tucker is out, and the drafted kicker, six-rounder kicker Tyler Loop, sat out yesterday's practice. But everyone was talking about the undrafted rookie, John Hoyland, who went 9 for 9. He nailed 3 40-plus field goals, 40 yards plus, and 150-plus yarder in practice yesterday. I would expect Tyler Loop to be back in the loop today at practice. And that's a look at sports. For Gary Stein, I'm Sean Casey.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks for having us in your vehicle, your home, your workplace, wherever you happen to be listening to The Morning Drive. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@wcbm.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Of course, love to hear from you here on the program. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore and Mayor Scott take jabs at Lockdown Larry. Take a look at the president schools the Fed chair on building construction yesterday. But our top story here, once again, if you heard in our 6 o'clock hour, Kathy Klausmeier, the interim county executive, went ahead, as expected, with her own nominee for Baltimore County Inspector General, kicking Kelly Madigan to the curb. The fraud fighter of the year, the current holder of the office, who was either you're supposed to, reappoint or don't. But she didn't do that. She tried to thread the needle, Klausmeier, and she wasn't able to do that effectively, and that everybody knew. Everybody knew what she was up to from the get-go. So Khadijah Walker is her nominee. Not only did Klausmeier inject herself into the interview process, which is certainly not independent or free of conflict, Khadijah Walker worked with one of the interviewers on the panel that was handpicked. So this one, the stench of Democrat politics all over this one.
Yeah.
And I think it's bad for Kelly Maddox. I think it's bad for Khadijah Walker. And it's bad for Baltimore County residents, because now there are going to be questions. If she does get confirmed, Baltimore County Council will have the last say of the day. If she does get confirmed, she's going to be pretty much viewed as a puppet, a lapdog for Klausmeier, whoever the county executive is. So Delegate Ryan Naraki is supporting the idea that there should be, the Inspector General's office should be expanded to include reviewing the Baltimore County public schools. In fact, he said he's going to introduce a bill in Annapolis in January along those lines.
The rate of growth of the budget for the school system has just been exponential, and we need to get a good handle as to what's going on. And the Inspector General's office in general to the other county departments has done a good job highlighting issues of waste, fraud, and abuse that I think could potentially exist inside of the school system.
Yeah, and right now, the Baltimore County School Superintendent, Dr. Miriam Rogers, wants a 21% increase in funding for the budget this year. And parents are saying, whoa, wait a minute. Where's the transparency in all of this?
School systems and governments talk about transparency and honesty and wanting the community to be well-informed, but it doesn't always feel that way.
No, that's because it isn't. That's exactly. But Dr. Miriam Rogers says that we share when we absolutely have to.
My specific comment on why haven't we shared with the taxpayer is we absolutely have shared with the taxpayer.
Yeah. Okay. So where did the $2.9 billion go? Why do you need 21% more money for the budget this year? Where'd the money that was already appropriated in your budget? Where did it go? And so more from Delegate Naraki on, this should be, number one, as I've called for years, forensic audit of all education money in the state of Maryland,
yeah.
And specifically Baltimore County in this particular instance. Baltimore City is the worst, but Baltimore County is what we're talking about here. And number two, expand the powers and jurisdiction of the Inspector General so that they can also review the Baltimore County Public Schools.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
I'm looking at the slowing in the construction area, northbound 95 at Route 24. Again, they don't work overnight. They decide to work in the morning during the rush hour when it's getting up to be 90 degrees already. So, you're backed up about a mile or so. Today, it looks like they're blocking the right lane, but there is a backup now as you're going north of Mountain Road, Hartford County, and then the actual slowdown about the 76-mile marker northbound. There's a new wreck in Anne Arundel County, Arundel Mills Boulevard, very close to the intersection at Dorsey Road. Went back down towards the Capitol Beltway. 95 is still slow. It's moved down a little bit, but it's 198 down to Powder Mill Road towards the Capitol Beltway. The problem was an incident on the ramp from 95 to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway towards College Park. That happened way early this morning. The cleanup was still there. The BW Parkway is still taking a hit for the traffic, eventually getting down to the Capitol Beltway. Improving towards the American Legion Bridge. That problem earlier is gone. Traffic on the Potomac down at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and over to Springfield. All the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, the heat and humidity and the threat of thunderstorms return after a three-day break. Give us a little break, not some nice weather. It's going to be hot today, mid to upper 90s with a heat index of over 100 with a chance of a thunderstorm. 80 already and sunny in the city. It is 79 in Pasadena. And time for, let's see, which Democrat emerges today from the Democrat clown EV?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning on this Friday morning. Time once again for us to head to the circus to see which lefty has absolutely completely lost it. And actually, this guy's been struggling recently, so it's always kind of an adventure to hear what he has to say. So please observe as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and outspecs the minority leader in the U.S. Senate. Yes, one Charles Schumer.
No matter what way you slice it, have they been misleading the American people? On the heels of Speaker Johnson fleeing town to avoid accountability. Such a liar.
Yeah, unfortunately, another victim of the double audio phenomenon, which we've experienced the first time ever this morning. I'll have to take a look at the software over the weekend and see why that's happening.
Look, if you're going to make a mistake, you go out in style.
I know. Yes, really. Make it unmistakable, like it's a statement, like you're doing it on purpose. Pretty much the way a lot of guys treat their first wives. All right, so it's 8:16 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM still to come between now and the top of the hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have Moore and Scott both deciding they're going to aim their joint fire on the previous governor for somehow leaving them a lot of money, which they pretend was no money at all.
Yeah. All right, so we got that. And also, this is a classic. We've got President Trump visiting the Federal Reserve Building yesterday, which is under renovation, and it's cost overruns. Jerome Powell's under criminal referral for what they're saying. Anna Paulina Luna, the representative from Florida, saying that he lied to Congress about these cost overruns, which went from 2.7 to 2. Now it's like $3.1 billion. So, of course, Donald Trump, who has built more buildings than probably Jerome Powell's ever stood in, he brings the receipts. It's hilarious. It really is. By the way, Kiss Cam woman, she's gone.
Mm.
Remember the Coldplay concert?
Yeah.
The astronomer CEO, Andy Byron, he was the first to leave after the Kiss Cam HR nightmare, where obviously he was the CEO, she was the head of HR. They were both canoodling, unbeknownst to the wife of Andy Byron, who I feel really bad for. So he is out, and now Kristen Cabot, she has resigned from her position as chief people officer at the tech firm.
Chief Peeps officer.
Well, she was occupying one person specifically. Page 6, quoting an astronomer spokesperson saying, "I can confirm that Kristen Cabot is no longer with Astrometer. She just resigned." Have you seen what's been happening at the ballpark since that?
No.
So, you know, a lot of these, they do it in hockey, they do it in baseball. So they're called Kiss Cam, and when the camera goes on you, you're supposed to kiss your significant other, whatever, hug, whatever the case may be. If that's who, you know, sometimes
it's very funny.
I think it's funny when they do it to opposing, like when I was going to the Caps games, and let's say the Bruins were in town, they would focus on two male Bruins players, and they would put them on Kiss Cam. That's funny.
I'm so over the guy's on the phone. He couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
couldn't be bothered.
Sometimes it's really funny. But now what they're doing is they're all imitating the behavior of the couple, you know, turning their head, hiding their face, ducking down. It is hilarious. It's gone viral. Not only the initial, I think it's over 15 million views of that video. And now, of course, it's just that you never know. The weirdest stuff takes off online, and that is one of them. But that's just crazy.
They both decided to become influencers now that they have a profile on the internet. Yeah. Might as well capitalize on it.
They're influencing a lot of ballpark activity, that is for sure. Joining us once again on our hotline here this morning, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Look, we always appreciate talking to you every week, find out what's going on in the real estate world. So last week you said something that I found a little shocking, to be honest, that there's been a 47% increase in delistings. To me, that was a real surprise.
Yeah, Sean, you know, that's the year-over-year number, and the market has definitely shifted. So the days of hiring your friend or your relative that just got their real estate license, they're going to put a sign in the ground and get you the results that you may need, those days are over. As we were discussing last week, the market has begun to balance out, so sellers need to have a strategic plan if they want to capitalize on the healthy market.
Okay, now, what do you mean by healthy, Vinny? When you say healthy, what does that mean for a home seller?
Well, Bruce, you know, firstly, for buyers, you know, the buyers that we work with and the banks that we work with have become very competitive in creating mortgage products. And they have the rates that the buyers have been waiting for. So no need on waiting for the Fed to cut the rates. We have mortgage rates right now as low as 5.25%. For home sellers, home prices continue to rise to an all-time high, and we're still receiving multiple offers.
You know, that may be true, but as you've told us before, buyers will pay top dollar, but they want very specific things.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, depending on where you live, what type of home that you have, your home must appeal to the right buyer. So if you're marketing to the wrong group of buyers, you'll either have to go through the experience of painful price drops, long days on the market, or even worse, becoming part of that delisting statistic we were just talking about.
Well, I know that when sellers listen to your advice, they're going to be able to make the decision to pull the trigger to sell faster and to sell for more money.
That's right, Bruce. On average, our homes sell for 3.1% more and 2.8 times faster than the average agent. And for some reason, your home doesn't sell, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame agreeable to you. So why take the chance with a real estate company that's not going to provide any upfront guarantees? They're going to use the old wait and see method. We will guarantee to sell your home, or I'll buy it myself at a price agreeable to you. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And start packing.
Sounds great. Yes, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, guys. We'll see you.
All right. That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. If you're just now tuning in, earlier this morning we talked about the loss of Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, who passed away at the age of 71 from cardiac arrest down in the Clearwater, Tampa, Florida area. I think probably the icon of professional wrestling. I know some people don't like wrestling. They think it's fake or whatever. I've always looked at it as it's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
No matter what, some people just loved it for its pure entertainment.
Yeah.
Had big characters. I remember WrestleMania 18 was Hulk and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Very young, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, before he really embarked on his acting career. And that was an entertaining match. I mean, that's what it was. It was pure entertainment. But Hulk Hogan was, he was larger than life, and literally. 6'7", 320 pounds with those big guns of his, but a big heart. I think President Trump said it the best when he said he had a heart of gold.
Do you realize, I never thought about this, but how much The Rock looks like Dwayne Johnson? It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah. 8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
No comment.
Yeah, he gave you an opening.
You know, he's been giving me an opening all day, but I can't shut his mouth. I can't reach it.
Yes, it's been a good day for me.
Yeah, so you think. The inner loop of the Beltway, there's a new wreck now right before I-70, and it's crowding the right lane. So very quickly, we're getting a backup here going back to Route 40, and it's going to back up eventually back to Frederick Road. So once you cross Route 40, you're coming up the Beltway towards I-70. You need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. I don't think anybody's there with it yet. I don't see a police car yet. So this is a new accident, and it's fresh right here on the right side. It doesn't appear to be with any injuries, but things may change. The outer loop so far is not paying any attention to it, so that's good news. But heads up, just traveling up from Frederick Road towards I-70 on the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Yeah, one of our listeners gave Chuck a wrestling name, Chuck the Blue Cyclone Whitaker.
Oh, the Blue Cyclone.
The Blue Cyclone.
Yeah.
All right. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a heat advisory in effect for today. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index over 100 with a possible thunderstorm. Pretty much going to stay with us throughout the rest of the on the weekend as well. So keep that in mind as you head out for your activities. Right now, sunny, 80 in Parkville. It is 80 in Arnold. And folks weighing in on Kelly Madigan, as you might imagine, here this morning. The fix was in. This is Democrat machine politics at its worst. This is a corrupt state. This is a one-party dominant state. And this is what happens when one party can dominate. They make up the rules as they go along, just like Kathy Klossmeyer did. The code says either you appoint or you don't. She made up the rules so she could, I don't even know why she wants to appear to be fair and impartial and balanced, because obviously her actions speak louder than words. And Jed says, good morning, guys. Kelly Madigan, there's one member of the council that didn't want Kelly reappointed. He has been under the microscope. He will now have any investigations that are being conducted or have been conducted cleared. He will then throw his hat in the executive race. He will be another first for Baltimore County. You can do the math. I'm guessing he's talking about Julian Jones here. That would be my guess, because I think Julian Jones also was looking to strip Kelly Madigan of some of her power over the past. So 7 of the 8 county council, and by the way, they get the final word on that. So it is, it's just amazing that this is what happens in a state that doesn't have a strong opposition party. Okay, so yeah, we can blame the Democrats, and rightfully so, but how much of the blame is on us as the Republican Party? If you don't have leadership, if you don't have strong candidates, if you aren't able to articulate your message of opposition clearly, then this is what happens. This is what happened. Remember, that's what happened in California. After Reagan, you know, the message didn't have good messengers. I had Schwarzenegger. I think he pretty much was a joke. But that's what happens in these blue states. All right, back to the budget here in Baltimore County for public schools. Delegate Naraki is saying that this is it's a pretty hefty budget, and are we getting the best bang for our buck?
It's a $2.9 billion budget, the school system budget in Baltimore County. There's a lot of money being spent there. We should want to know what's going on with those funds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should want to know, especially if you're a taxpayer, as I am, as you are in Baltimore County. What about an audit, a complete forensic audit of the Baltimore County school budget? And also, that's number one. Number two, expand the jurisdiction of the Baltimore County Inspector General.
We're spending lots of money with failing test scores and continually declining test scores. So we need to get to the bottom of how that money is being spent.
And it's not, nothing's going to change if we don't make a change. And that, as a taxpayer, as a voter, as a resident of Baltimore County, you're going to have to demand that. And that's true of any county, whether it's Hartford or Anne Arundel or Howard, Baltimore City. Again, you have to demand accountability. They're not going to do it voluntarily. I'm telling you that right now. No elected official, except for maybe President Trump, ever would do it voluntarily. Because you have to demand it, because they will do whatever they can. It's the path of least resistance. And that's what we have going on here. All right, still to come, Governor Moore and Mayor Scott taking jabs at former Governor Lockdown Larry. We have the Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, trying, not very well, to argue with President Trump over the cost of the renovation of the Fed building. And we also have the best news of the day.
Oh, still waiting for this.
You're still waiting for best news of the day is still to come. Right now, if you're looking to make sure that you stay cool during this hot stretch, during the summer swelter, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling available for you right now. You want to make sure that AC unit is operating, not just on, but cooling efficiently while not running up your electric bill. Because, you know, some units may cool, they just don't do it as efficient as they once did, especially older units. So if your unit's like 15, 20 years old or whatever, you may want to get it checked out. You should be on some kind of maintenance. I know you're on a maintenance deal with Tim Kyle.
Oh, absolutely. They're great.
So they'll come out. And they'll inspect your system, make sure it's okay. Change the filter, check the coolant, make sure the coils are free of any ice or anything of that nature, and all the ducts are where they should be. And they'll do that for you air conditioning. It'll do it for your heating in the winter. And by the way, they are one of the best electrical contractors out there today, interior, exterior, and landscaping. Call 410-876-9404 or log on to timcowlcompany.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police investigating the homicide after a man was found dead in a crashed vehicle on I-83 near Ruxton Road. The victim, 43-year-old Trayvon Booth, was discovered on July 19, later determined to have died from multiple blunt force injuries. Detectives say the events leading to his death began in the 1100 block of West Northern Parkway. Anyone with information, please ask to call Metro Crime Stoppers. A juvenile charged in connection with a May homicide in Glen Burnie. Detectives say 17-year-old Mark Tuco Ryan of Elkridge was taken into custody Tuesday, being charged with the murder and the death of Jonathan Gianni. Gianni was found shot on May 4th on Aquahart Road and died at the scene. Two Maryland lawmakers are calling for the release of an Easton pastor who's being detained by ICE. Representative Glenn Ivey and Sarah Elfreth sent letters to Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem requesting the release of Pastor Daniel Fuentes Espinal, stating that he is, quote, a pillar of the Easton community with no criminal record. The lawmakers added, quote, through his church ministry, Pastor Espinal has dedicated his life to improving the lives of some of his community's most vulnerable members. Much of Maryland bracing for another day of brutally hot weather today and, of course, through the weekend. Heat advisories cover central, southern, western Maryland, including the Baltimore and D.C. areas and parts of the eastern shore. The National Weather Service warns that extreme heat and humidity could lead to heat-related illnesses. Residents urge to stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activity during peak hours, and check on vulnerable neighbors. The family of Ronald Silver II and fellow sanitation worker Travis Christian plan to sue the city of Baltimore, alleging civil rights violations after Silver died from heat stroke last August while on the job. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick three lottery, 687. Pick four, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway is minor. It's on the inner loop right before the triple bridges there at I-70. They're crowding the right lane. I still don't see any vehicles behind it, so I'm not sure state police are there. I know the state highway truck isn't there because that's yellow, and that would stand out. So we're getting a backup coming up from Route 40 and from Frederick Road and from Edmondson Avenue. When you get north of Route 40 and up around the bridge at Crosby Road, you'll need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. And now the outer loop says, well, we'll look at it a little bit. We're getting a little bit of a slowdown there underneath I-70. New minor wreck, Baltimore County, Taylor Avenue at Pearing Parkway. There's a new wreck towards Columbia at Route 32 eastbound at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are under weather alert for your Friday, tracking heat, humidity, and the potential for some strong storms as we head toward the afternoon. Temps will be well into the 90s and heat index values well into the triple digits. We keep the heat and the chance for storms into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the day off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The Orioles salvaged the four-game series against the Guardians with a 4-3 win in Cleveland. Charlie Morton earned the win after giving up all three runs over six-plus innings. Ramon Laureano might be trade bait. Blasted a two-run homer as the Birds snap a three-game skid. Logan Allen gets the loss for Cleveland, which had a four-game winning streak come to an end. The Birds return home tonight, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, to face the Rockies. And the first pitch at 7:05. They did place closer Felix Bautista on the injured list yesterday. The 30-year-old who missed all of last year, recovering from Tommy John surgery, has been having some right shoulder discomfort, so he has gone on the IL. Injuries have really plagued this team, especially the first part of the year. But now they're 12 games under 500. They're pretty much out of contention, and they're going to be sellers at the trading deadline. The only question is who will be traded, and what, if anything, will they get in return? Over at Ravens training camp yesterday, day two of practice, and again, Malachi Starks, the draft pick, looks very impressive to start. DeAndre Hopkins sat out the day with a knee injury. He should be okay. Zay Flowers is fine. We had the kicker duel yesterday. Just the undrafted rookie, John Hoylan, went 9 for 9 with three kicks beyond 40 yards. So it looked really good. Taylor Loop sat out yesterday's practice, and so the Ravens again open up August 7th with their first preseason game against the Colts, and then Sunday Night Football is the regular season opener against the dreaded Buffalo Bills. Again, looking for some vengeance there. Over in down the parkway in D.C., the Commanders have locked up Percy Butler to a one-year contract extension, but the big news in Washington is wide receiver Terry McLaurin is still holding out. He wants a new deal, looking at upwards of $30 million a year. So far, they've not been able to come to any kind of an agreement there. Elsewhere, NASCAR is hitting the bricks this Sunday. The Cup Series will roll into Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Brickyard 400. Denny Hamlin hoping to build on his Dover victory last weekend as he sits fourth in the standings, while Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Kyle Larson make up the top three. So that's the latest with NASCAR. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
837 Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Something happened yesterday that made me laugh out loud when I saw it, Sean, because it's... It's fascinating, because I saw this happening during our home building years and years ago, when the big boss would come around and somebody on the crew who had been doing the install would not have done the job properly. And watching the exchange between the big boss, who knew what it was supposed to actually have happened, and the installer, while the installer tried to make an excuse for why two side-by-side windows were not in the same height, which is exactly what happened. Oh, that was on purpose. Really, was it? The homeowner asked for that? Could I see the documentation on that? Yesterday, the big boss arrived and had a little chat with Jerome Powell over at the Fed over a rather expensive rebuild of what's now being called the Fed Mahal, as in the Taj Mahal, which is this complex of three buildings that they're doing up real nice for the people over at the Fed.
So we're taking a look, and it looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
It just came out.
Arno said it about 3.1 as well.
3.1.
3.2. This came from us?
Yes. I don't know who does that.
Now, you're including the Martin renovation. You just added
our entire capital.
Yeah, you just added in a third building. Is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
It's part of the overall work.
But
so
it's not new.
So we're going to take a look. We're going to see what's happening, and it's got a long way. Do you expect any more additional cost overruns?
Don't expect them. We're ready for them, but we have a little bit of a reserve that we may use. But no, we don't expect to be finished in 2027. We're well along, as you can see.
Yeah, okay, well, site manager, you've given me a cost on redoing those two windows, but the cost is awfully high. Oh, that includes the fourth and fifth window as well, but that wasn't in your... Oh, and it's just hilarious.
The best part of this was really... For this building project started at $1.9 billion, now it's up to $3.1 or $2 billion. And the best part about it is Trump there with a hard hat,
yes.
and he's sitting there Powell,
and he's a builder.
It looks like a deer in the headlights. He's a builder. He's done this, and he brings out the receipt. He has the paper. Here's the project. He hands it to Powell.
Here are your numbers.
These are your
numbers.
Site. Where'd you get these? This is from the Fed. Oh, okay.
Oh really? I know
you
told me about
that. You're including the Fed. Well, yeah, it's part of the overall project. Why wouldn't you include it? You can't siphon. This is how Washington thinks. You know, because you built it a year before, that's not part of the project? Of course it is.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And watching the exchange, you come off with a real impression that Powell somehow is not up to the task. But Donald Trump says he's not going to fire the guy. He thinks he'll do the right thing moving forward.
Yeah, he did say that. We played that during the MAG update. But now we have several banks, several business groups are all suing the disgraced Fed chair, Jerome Powell, accusing him of intentionally keeping interest rates high to undermine President Trump's agenda. What else could it be? Okay, and what is he citing? The fear of tariffs raising inflation. Well, inflation is up a little, a tad, but it's nothing that enough to be that concerned with.
Yeah.
Europe has lowered their rates 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
In the same period of time,
and we've done zip.
And we've done zero.
Yeah.
So you know, again, I think you know that's it's pretty much. And he's on board till January.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump says he's not going to fire him. So he says he thinks he's going to do the right thing. We shall see.
He's going to run out the string.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
And the guy will be gone in January. But I mean, this is basically laying the groundwork for. You see, American people, this is what I've been dealing with.
Couple of local politicos taking shots at lockdown. Larry, first up is Governor Moore this past weekend. It was like a week ago on Brett Baer's special report.
Maryland budget surplus when Larry Hogan leaves office versus the current deficit under you. $5 billion surplus, current deficit $3 billion plus. The former Maryland budget management department chief said they left this surplus plus a $2.5 billion rainy day fund and essentially... it was washed away with big spending by you and Democrats in the legislature. How do you respond to that?
I respond that that's been debunked over and over, that we actually turned a structural deficit, which has been predicted since 2017 and was not addressed by the previous government, and turned a structural deficit now into a surplus. And any surplus that we inherited was not a structural surplus. It was COVID money. And COVID money went to every single state around the country. And so to call that a structural surplus either shows that you are, you know, intentionally being factually incorrect, or you just don't understand math.
All right, we will discuss and analyze that statement, and we have Lockdown Larry's response coming up.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. We're the only guy who could possibly bring us traffic and weather on the threes, because we gave him the secret on the threes decoder ring. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I use it as a kazoo after 9 o'clock.
Well, it actually is a kazoo, but don't tell.
Okay, cool. Eastbound towards the Bay Bridge now, picking up a little bit of a slowing here right through Oceanic Drive through Sandy Point and getting up onto the main span. So that's the early indication that with the hot temperatures for the weekend, some folks are digging it and getting out of town, and they're making the move right now. So not backed up at Whitehall Road, not seeing any of that at the moment, but right here at Oceanic Drive and getting onto the span, the slowdown is beginning, so you'll have to watch your speed there. Going to get some brakes traffic lights now pretty soon, and we'll come back and revisit that. The problem on the Beltway was an accident on the inner loop before the triple bridges at I-70. Still crowding the right lane. You'll have delays coming up through Catonsville. Through there, 95 south towards the Capitol Beltway. Still a problem there. Been there all morning long. It's affecting the ramp from 95 south to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Chuck, did you see the news? Los Angeles is no longer the worst U.S. city for traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who is?
Got to be Washington.
It is. You're right on the mark. Washington, D.C., the worst city in the country for traffic.
Yeah. I was just talking to a guy yesterday who does some business down in Fredericksburg. He says, this thing never stops.
No.
At the Capitol Beltway, 95 through Springfield.
And then the mixing bowl.
Yep. Never stops.
Yeah. It just is constant. It's day long.
Some reason, like, you know, you've heard me this morning say about this wreck on the American Legion Bridge. That's the fourth incident we've had there in the last 10 days.
Yeah. It's crazy.
With a massive backup.
And we got a lot of people from Baltimore commuting down to D.C. To go to work and stuff.
And then if you're trying to get around the Dulles Airport, that's the only way you can go.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. Oh, no. We got one more.
Oh, you're going to give me the time off now?
No. One more.
No.
We'll just do one more.
No.
Okay.
All right. So you don't worry about the 903.
One more time.
Worry about the 903. You know, I would like to kick him right in the ass.
He'd have to get in line, okay? Especially after this morning.
I'll take even fourth
double.
Or fifth, because time I get there, he won't have any left.
Especially after his double audio experiment this morning.
It's been a challenge.
All right, see you in a couple.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. The heat index is going to be well over 100 today. Heat advisory is in effect, mid to upper 90s, but with the humidity, it's going to be well over 100 chance of a thunderstorm a little bit later on. Right now, 81 in Dundalk, 81 in Arnold. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Well, whether you liked or disliked professional wrestling, Hulk Hogan, who passed away yesterday at the age of 71, was the embodiment of professional wrestling. First starting out with the WWF, and then later to the WWE, the Hulkster, as he became known, massive guy, 6'7", 320 pounds, rather, with huge arms, and just an incredible, incredibly big heart. He entertained millions of people. At WrestleMania and stadiums all across the country. He appeared in movies like Rocky III. But then people forget about his appearance on the Dolly Parton variety show.
He's got a head like a man. For him, I guess you could say he's pinned me down for a lifetime.
Hulk Hogan on with Dolly Parton during her variety show back in the day when it was on. But everybody loved the Hulkster. They really did.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. And they knew, and they played up on that a lot because they gave him villains to, you know, to help wrestle and so on and so forth, all that stuff. But and of course, he did appear at the Republican National Convention with President Trump in 2024. Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71.
Yeah.
Back to this Governor Moore thing about that's been debunked over and over and over. It says we actually had we turned a structural deficit, which was predicted in 2017, not addressed by the previous government, shot at Hogan, turned a structural deficit now into a surplus. Then he said it was COVID money, wasn't a... Hey, you can call it whatever you want. When you're left $5 billion in the bank, okay, whether it's structural, whether it's COVID, when you squander that money, that's on you. Don't be taking shots at other people saying, you don't understand math, you don't understand the terminology. On Facebook, Governor Hogan said it's Moore's own words that don't add up, referring to a letter that Moore sent to lawmakers at the start of his tenure, touting the state's, quote, fortunate financial position, End of quote. It's in your own words, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Of course, he has got so much word salad, he forgets what he says or writes, I'm guessing here.
If it's him who's writing it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The problem is the reason why there's no $5 billion surplus, it's because you spent too much. Mm-hmm. You spent too much money on the blueprint for the future. You spent too much now on this restarting the red line to nowhere. You spent too much on the Climate Control Act of 2022. You spent you and the state and us taxpayers into oblivion. So much so that we have the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, $1.67 billion, 350 fee and permit increases in 1 year. And taxes going up. And then you hide behind this, 94% of Marylanders are going to get a tax cut. Yeah, thanks for the $50 tax cut right. When you raised everything else to the point where it's a net negative for us. You talk about structural deficits. I mean, I got to tell you, apparently Jesse Waters was singing his high praises the other night to Carville. Jesse, you better wake up. Give me a call, Jesse. I'll educate you about Governor Westmore or talk to the Maryland Freedom Caucus or whoever. But that's just more of a saying. But of course, Brett Baer gave him. I thought he did an okay job the last Friday night. But the question is, how many people actually see that?
Growing up, there's a phrase I heard a good bit talking about somebody like Moore, all hat and no saddle.
Yeah. Well. That was big in Texas, that's for sure. All right, still to come, Mayor Scott takes a jab at Lockdown Larry. Was it kick Lockdown Larry Day yesterday?
I think it must have been.
It must have been.
We missed it somehow.
It's 8:50. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal. Christian Toto from Hollywood says the new Fantastic Four movie is actually fantastic.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We've been teasing all morning long.
Yeah, yeah. The big news.
The best. The best news of the day.
All right.
Best news of the day. And it was announced yesterday. On national television, here are the ladies of The View.
And before we go on hiatus, we only have one more show after this. I'm allowed to say that, right?
Too late now.
Yeah.
One more show. And now, is that a summer hiatus?
I think so.
Or is that it? Completely.
No, that's. I think this is summer hiatus. There'd be a bigger hubbub.
Maybe they don't come back after the hiatus.
Gosh.
Colbert canceled. Kimmel apparently is underwater. He's in trouble now. And they're setting their sights on The View. I mean, at the end of the day, you're in business to make money. You can't keep carrying dead wood like the ladies of The View.
Well, apparently they're thinking of bringing it back a different location. And I think that the talk is...
Oh, that'll make a difference.
Yeah, you lose Joy Behar, but you add Rosie O'Donnell. So they'd be shooting in Ireland.
You get the blue cyclone.
Yes, the blue cyclones.
Yeah, one of our listeners has given you a wrestling name, Chuck.
That's right, Chuck.
The blue cyclone.
I tell you, brothers. Here's the blue cyclones, brothers.
What are you going to do in the belt where he's backed up 7 exits, brother?
I'm going to call Ghostbusters. No, that's a different movie. Chuck?
You're so smart. I'm just impressed.
I know. Yeah. Every day I bring something different to the table. Table?
Yeah.
What's the table?
He's really good at extracting audio as well.
Yes. I mean, my whole career, that's never happened.
It was all gibberish.
Well, yeah, it's
his
just,
whole career just flashed between his.
You know, part of it is you end up listening on these home things. You listen to one channel, but the second channel on some of the cuts was delayed by like.
We've
2 seconds.
Often said that about you. You're not on the same channel,
right? We're in the same reality, Mr. Whitaker, sir.
There are now 2 accidents on the Beltway, one on the inner loop, one on the outer loop, same area, right around I-70. I told you, the outer loop is looking at it. A couple of vehicles ran together. State police just pulled up with them. State Highway is pulling one of the vehicles out from the right lane on the inner loop before I-70, but it's still slow back towards Frederick Road. The outer loop now is going to back up as you're coming south from Liberty Road, even though all the lanes are open. Just looked at the Capitol Beltway. That area is still slow. 95 south from about 212 at Powder Mill Road going down to the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop. All of that happened way early this morning in the 4 o'clock hour. Still backed up. It's going to be overflow traffic on the parkway. If you're heading to the Bay Bridge, the lanes are open right now, 2 east, 3 west, with a little slowing as you're going through Sandy Point and up onto the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be hot and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm. Heat advisory is in effect today, mid to upper 90s for the high heat index, well over 100. The heat and storms are with us through the weekend. 81 and sunny in Millersville, 81 in Dundalk. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. And I guess the only surprising thing, Kim, is that Johnny Zero's uncle wasn't named the Inspector General.
Yeah. I was waiting for Uncle Bob to be called. But it's Khadijah Walker. Interesting. We're going to talk about this at length today. There were a lot of rumors already that Kathy Klausmeier was not going to choose Kelly Madigan. I just didn't think she was going to go through with it, considering all of the press surrounding this. But, you know, hopefully county council does the right thing here. They need, what, 4 votes? Is it 4? I think it's 4.
Yeah. Well, I think
Kelly Madigan.
I think, again, Ken, I can't remember what she needs to override, so it might be more than 4.
Maybe 5?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now, 7 of 8 are saying that they prefer Madigan.
Yeah.
I think Julian Jones is the only one that doesn't.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, surprise.
We know why. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, I looked into Khadijah Walker. To me, I don't know about you guys, but to me, it looks like a favor. It looks like she was, you know, given the slash
somebody
over
was
USAID,
over
and they, you know,
well,
picked
I mean,
her up.
Here's the thing. Her boss was on the interview panel.
Right. And there were a lot of people.
How is that not a conflict?
Yeah, I'm wondering why he was on the panel to begin with. Yeah. Now we know why.
And then she injects herself in the interview process. There goes the complete appearance of any independence that the Inspector General has.
Exactly.
In a one-party state, you don't need an appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a one-party state, you rule by force. By the way, I'm working all morning long because we, you know, honor Hulkster as he passed away yesterday. We should no longer refer to Kim as just Kim Klasick. It's Ice Cold Killer Klasick.
Oh. Ice Cold Killer Klasick.
Yeah.
Her
patented move in the ring is the R&H.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The run and hide.
By the way, what is that? Okay.
Yeah. Earlier this morning, you did get a nomination for Baltimore County Executive.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. No, I like it here. Thank
you,
though. It's very sweet.
It's all right.
I love
it's all right,
the
Ice Cold. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, we have lots to talk about. Of course, you guys, you know, the body they pulled out of the Inner Harbor. Good thing they canceled that swim.
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks ago. That was last week, actually.
Right. There was a car there. It was, car. Was it in the car?
Yeah, I thought
it was
the dead body yeah. was in the car. Yeah. They said no information's gone out yet, but I noticed on the side of that van it says Waldorf Taxi.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see. I wonder if that was a stolen vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Darn GPS.
It would have been right. Yes. And Waze says turn left here.
We got so much more to discuss. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
police reported ahead.
Mayor
and the rest
Scott.
Of the body.
Hey, Mayor Scott's got an infrastructure academy. Did you read this?
I had no idea. This is very special.
No, this is. And look, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And what it is, he wants apprentice students to get the experience working on vehicles, fixing vehicles. Right. Mechanics. And I think that's a great idea. I want to give him props for that. Unfortunately, he's guaranteeing everybody who goes to the program a job. When there's when there's
does he not get the whole concept of capitalism?
He says everyone who finishes the program and graduates high school gets a job after. I mean that. He said there's no way, there is no if. It is you will get a job when you go through this program. And of course, so he's guaranteeing them a job if they get the program. I don't know where those jobs are coming from in the infrastructure academy.
Are there that many Baltimore City jobs to be handed out?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Look, I think it's a great program because I think that the trades have been overlooked, and I think that they've been disrespected for a generation or two. That, you know, I have a good friend who works very strongly in that area, trying to bring back respect for the trades. But the idea of guaranteeing people jobs.
No, they got to earn them. Works. You got to earn the job. You don't get guaranteed a job. Finally, he took a shot at Lockdown Larry yesterday, saying that his canceling the proposed Red Line light rail project through Baltimore 2015. Scott said Hogan canceled the project because, quote, he didn't like the city. He did. So that I look. I remember Hogan said you didn't need it. Number one, number two, it was too much money. For the Red Line, and now we're seeing that money is being spent poorly. All right, back Monday morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
Have a good weekend.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 610.